right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, November 4th, 2024. We're already deep into this election. Tomorrow is the official day. Oh, my goodness.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
14 hours, 59 minutes, 46 seconds. And Roger Stone is rarely wrong. He says Trump's got a good chance of sweeping so hard it overwhelms all the fraud. And he is president-elect by midnight Eastern tomorrow night. I have never in my life been on the edge of my seat like this, except the first time you're a parent and you have a baby. Your wife has a baby. I mean, I was on the edge of my seat close to this, but not even this level, because my children's entire future, all four of them, and your future and your children's future all hangs in the balance. Here's the big takeaway. There is absolute, total, massive election fraud going on everywhere, caught red-handed. We'll go over all of it. And the good news is the bad guys are so desperate, so absolutely desperate that they don't care. And so this is a big learning experience for everybody. And if you thought the awakening was big now, it's just exponentially growing. So the globalists are in a lot of trouble. And people don't want a post-human world. They don't want depopulation. They don't want to die. And there's a lot of people in the establishment that are actually going, man, this new world order really sucks. We don't want to be part of this either. So overall, in the scheme of time, we're in a very good place. But the death throes of this seriously satanic establishment is very, very dangerous. So Trump came out Saturday, or Sunday, actually, yesterday. The days all blend together now. And said, look, they're trying to steal it. They're trying like hell. But our landslide's so big, he believes we can overpower it. And I agree with him. But at the same time, we cannot underestimate the power and the viciousness and the sickening level to which our enemies will go. Now, I'm going to go to break here in a few minutes, and hundreds of stations join us after the six after. And I'll plunge into the main broadcast, but I'm going to say this is very clearly to everybody. InfoWars next week on the 13th could be shut down as early as the 14th. So how many days is the 14th? It's 8 days. 14 hours, 56 minutes. I mean, the auction's the 13th. They could shut it down really that night, but I think it'll take a day. So that's just emblematic of how serious the situation is. But that's okay, because we have sponsors and we have a great crew, and we can continue on if we have the funds to battle them legally and hold them off and have the satellite uplinks and the servers and the systems and the crew. And as we sit here, 7-8 days out from this, I do not have the funds we need. And it's always two steps forward, two steps back. We are in range, but I need the listeners, and I guess I go to the people that do buy the great products, not the vast majority that don't. I'll ask the great folks that have bought the products, do love the products, the T-shirts and everything you can find at thealexjonesstore.com to make the decision. They're great products anyways, the ultimate CMOS, it's the superfood, so good for your whole body. All the other great supplements that have come in there are all top of the line, high, big discounts on them, great T-shirts. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank you all for your past support. I want to encourage those to step up that haven't and just keep us on air. I mean, you really want to give the globalists, the middle of a contested election, the victory of handicapping us? I need your help, and I'm standing up for you, and damn it, we've done a good job against the enemy. I think people that don't support us are crazy in this climate. The bad guys want us off the air for a reason, because we're the most effective at exposing their ass. Please take action now at theauctionstore.com.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off, and again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for keeping us on the air.
We are unified by our spirit that God made and our connection to the Creator and the universe and our children, and this is the genesis point of the new revolution of information.
I will always believe and I will always say in public that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of shit.
Alex Jones has been right a lot of times.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us and we accept the challenge. We're taking the
AlexJones.network is tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars can be shut down in just a few weeks. But regardless, the fight continues at AJN Live on X, the Alex Jones Network. If the globalists think they're going to shut us down, they've got another thing coming. The Second American Revolution continues on at AJN Live. Follow me there now for news updates and critical intel as we restore our republic.
This country is finished, and I say it loud and clear. Everything we've been fighting for so hard to achieve for the past 9 years all comes down to the next 2 days. Think of it. We've worked in this for 9 years, and we got a phony press. We got a lot of crooked people out there. We're fighting like a son of a gun. We're fighting. They are fighting so hard to steal this damn thing. Look at what's going on. Look at what's going on in your state. Every day, they're talking about extending hours and stuff. What? Who ever heard of this stuff? We should have one day voting and paper ballots. Then I just heard that a couple of states may go an extra 12 days. How the hell do you have an election? You know, they spend all of this money on these damn machines and paper ballots. You'd have the answer by 9 o'clock tonight. It's a damn shame. And I'm the only one that talks about it because everyone's afraid to damn talk about it. And then they accuse you of being a conspiracy theorist. These are conspiracy, and they want to lock you up. They want to put you in jail. The ones that should be locked up are the ones that cheat on these horrible elections that we go through in our country. And I don't know what's going to happen, but for future elections, I won't be even a part of it. But you ought to damn well go to paper ballots. You ought to go to voter ID. And you ought to have the election over by 9 o'clock. I'm hearing now they're going to take weeks. Can you imagine? They spend all this money on machines. And they're going to say, we may take an extra 12 days to determine. And what do you think happens during that 12 days? What do you think happens? These elections have to be decided by 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock on Tuesday night. Bunch of crooked people. These are crooked people.
It is Monday, November 4th, 2024. We're in the middle of the end of the 2024 election. 60-something% of people voted. It's all in high gear right now. And we've never seen such open, massive attempts to steal the election. It's all smoking gun, and I'll go over all of it right now. The question is, will they be able to overpower this landslide? Saturday, I did an emergency broadcast. A lot of people tuned in, millions and millions and millions and millions on X at the AJN Live channel on X, separate from InfoWars, at AJN Live. You should follow that right now. We can be shut down as early as next Tuesday. And I told everybody that this is the biggest open theft we've ever seen. I did 2 hours showing the evidence, and I got a tsunami of criticism saying, no, that's a conspiracy. You're being negative. We're going to win. I didn't say we weren't going to win. I didn't say Trump doesn't have more support than ever. It's clear. It's everywhere. The polls show it, even the ones skewed towards Democrats. They're in panic mode. And they've said they're not going to accept the results and have civil war conditions and armed uprisings, James Carville. I mean, they're saying that. And Rass has already got symposiums set up in a few weeks about the undecided election, what to do with the American chaos, and all of it. So we have to get ahead of that. And there's not much time to get ahead of it, but people are talking about it. Trump's talking about it. Musk is talking about it. Tucker's talking about it. Rogan's talking about it. I'm talking about it. You're talking about it. But they're going to try to frame this that we're violent and that Trump supporters are going to go shoot up and attack polling places when the election gets held up. Now, clearly, the last piece of the puzzle is the deep state will stage it, or provocateur lunatics to do it. And I've got articles all over the corporate media today saying there's messages on Telegram. Oh, my gosh, somebody wrote graffiti on the wall, too. Anonymous messages that Trump supporters are planning militias to attack Democrat polling places. How many months have I told you that the feds have been, and NGOs have been winding up these training camps with fake militias, just like Elohim City created the Oklahoma City bombing, was run by the Southern Poverty Law Center. That came out in federal court. They've got these lunatics ready to be turned loose to frame the American people. I'll be getting into that in a moment. And right on time, they say, imminently, they're about to attack today or tomorrow. Oh, Trump's violent. He's going to kill Harris supporters with no evidence. And then misrepresenting what he says about Cheney or jokes he makes. But here's the good news. Yeah, put that headline back up. Oh, here's how Republicans could help Trump steal the election from Harris. So the Democrats have said they're going to contest it and use all the legal means to do it that are also illegal. And then if we counter that fraud, oh, we're stealing it. See, that's the framing. Oh, there's no election fraud either. We just have all these battleground states that have confirmed illegal aliens voting. Federal judges ruling illegal aliens can vote. Supreme Court saying, no, they can't in Virginia. That's smoking gun. And then we've got this. All these states ruling, oh, yeah, we can count ballots for days or weeks after. They're not even postmarked. And then we've got this. They come out. And I was hearing this a week ago that the active duty service members would try to go vote overseas and said, sorry, there's no paper, there's no machines, and we just didn't pay for it. It's just not here. For the first time in U.S. history, active duty service people just can't vote. And it's an AP, Reuters, like it's no big deal. Okay, you just can't vote. No big deal, just a glitch. Pentagon fails to send absentee ballots to active duty military. Real clear defense. Military Times. Many military ballots won't be counted until after the election. Oh, that too. So this is all hiding in plain view. Now let's go over the fraud right now. Let's move quickly through all this and then how I think we should respond. A lot of good news. See, we're not caught totally flat-footed here. Pennsylvania Supreme Court rules that undated ballots won't be counted in presidential election. Yeah, because that follows state and federal law. But all these other states, like Nevada, are saying, well, we are. And that's hundreds of thousands of estimated ballots. This is even bigger. Breaking, a federal judge in Arizona ruled that election officials must hand over records, the Republicans have been trying to get it for 4 years, of 1.2 million unknown voters on the state's 2024 election voter rolls to election integrity activists for inspection. The court is aware that compiling the records may prove difficult, which the court will account for in the time it allows defendants to produce the requested records. However, the difficulty has no bearing on the citizen AG's right to receive the records that we had on Friday. In fact, let's get Citizen AG to pop on in the middle of the next hour just to give us an update. Whether, Mr. Yoder, whether they had made such a request 2 years ago when plaintiffs contend the state of Arizona should have cleaned up its voter rolls or 6 days before the election. The law is the law, even on the eve of the election, Judge Stephen P. Logan said. And, of course, it's well known from election officials that have looked at these numbers but aren't allowed to put them out that it's illegal aliens and dead people. The reason I think this is amazing ruling is because the courts have given the election fraudsters nowhere to hide. If they pull any fraud in this election, we will know faster than Usain Bolt finishes a 100-meter race. The judges are fed up and their shenanigans are coming to an end. Thank you to the Patriots over at Citizen AG for bringing this lawsuit that we talked about on Friday. Federal judge orders Arizona to release voter roll records. Courthouse news. Judge orders Arizona to release names of voters affected by a glitch where you can't see who they are. Oh, yeah. We can't tell you who they are. There's a glitch. We can't say who they are in the voter registration database. Over and over again, and then Pennsylvania starts finding massive numbers of fake voter registration by the same handwriting, the same groups, all for the Democrats, and the database goes down. Same story over and over again, and all confirmed reports. First, it was over 2 weeks ago, MTG saying she was getting reports of straight ballot from Republican to Democrat flipping. It's always from Republican to Democrat, and it's confirmed all over the country. And they go, oh, it's just a little glitchy-witchy. Always for the Democrats. Maricopa County, 90,000 registration forms dumped on last day of voter registration by Harvesting Group, funded by the Democrats, of course. And then now the state's gone in and looked at them, and most of them are fake. Fake. These are all detailed articles on Infowars.com. Breaking, Maricopa County has confirmed that they received up to 90,000 voter registration forms from third-party groups on registration deadline day, and they estimated 30,000 to 40,000 forms were incorporated or incomplete or damaged. Yeah. It's all done on purpose. Then we've got video out of California speaking of election fraud. You can vote in California without even verbally confirming your info is accurate, let alone showing ID. But Chase Geisler's wife is out in San Diego visiting family with his two children. They tried to go to the zoo yesterday, and they wanted, even if you pay with cash, your ID. You got to show an ID to get in the zoo, but you don't to vote. Isn't that cute. Very, very cutesy. Trump rails against voter fraud schemes, ballot harvesting delays in swing states. They're fighting so hard to steal this damn thing. Liberal data analyst Nat Silbert says Trump favored to win, accuses pollsters of putting finger on the scale to make elections seem closer. Well, so they can try to steal it and make it legitimate. Democrats drafting Trump impeachment articles in anticipation of his election. Congressman Andy Biggs says he's seen the evidence. That's a good sign. Yeah, they are acting confident to their minions in the election system. They're going to win, but they're not confident in their real actions. And that's why we have to override them with a landslide, which is happening. Now, I want to move to the most important piece of information right now. We've got some big guests up and analysis, and I also intend to take calls in the second hour today. I want to remind everyone that the way we reach more people with the truth, and that's critical in the fight against the globalists, again, all this propaganda, all this censorship, wouldn't be necessary if they were invincible. So, I'm asking all of you that are listening on talk radio, and watching on TV, and watching on X, to simply say, Alex Jones and his crew and a spectrum of the very best analysts are live today and election day tomorrow and right through if it's contested until next week when we can be shut down, and then you can find Alex Jones at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live, the Alex Jones Network on X, and that you should tell everybody, tune in to the live coverage of the election here, because I believe we're going to have some of the best analysis and information here. And so simply send out a simple link saying bookmark at Real Alex Jones, bookmark at AJN Live. That's where you'll find the live continued coverage. Now, let me hit this next big piece of news. And I don't have the crew. I don't have the staff. I have a great crew, but they're limited. All of you remember this the last few months. But if I could show you the clips, it would be even more powerful, wouldn't it? Maybe folks on X will take what I'm about to say and hit me 6 months ago, a month ago, last week, telling you this. That with no evidence, we see massive hype that right-wing terror militias, that's their quote, are going to launch attacks on election day and after during contested election. I think it'll come during the contested election, not tomorrow. And that's how they brand Trump a terrorist. And that's how they try to basically declare civil emergency to bring in total censorship control and keep Trump from getting into office. And they've said they're going to do that with civil war conditions. So how do you get to the civil war conditions? You have to stage the crises or different crises. And now it's all over the news, CNN, Wall Street Journal, New York Times. This is the daily cost, just all of it. On Telegram, a violent preview of what may unfold on election day and after. Groups backing former President Donald John Trump recently sent messages to organized poll workers be ready to dispute votes in Democrat areas. Some posted images of armed men standing up for their rights to recruit for their cause. Oh, yeah, right. Others spread conspiracy theories that anything less than a Trump victory on Tuesday would be a miscarriage of justice worthy of revolt. The day is fast approaching when fence sitting will no longer be possible, read one post from Ohio chapter of the Proud Boys, the far-right organization that was instrumental in the Jan 6 attack. Oh, yeah, right. You will either stand with the resistance or take a knee and willingly accept the yoke of tyranny and oppression. Well, that's not violent. That's not... But again, the FBI reports say, oh my God, there's all these groups that are planning terror. And then they go on to move on with the Proud Boys that didn't do anything wrong and say, oh, but there's anonymous messages on Telegram that are calling for violence. See how that works? Oh, anonymous. The messages were posted on Telegram, the lightly moderated, yeah, they arrested the head of it, social media platform with nearly 1 billion users, which has become a harbinger of the potential actions and chaos that could unfold on election day and after. More so than other social apps, Telegram is a prime organizing tool for extremists who have a tendency to turn digital coordination into real-world action. New York Times analysts, more than 1 million messages across nearly 50 Telegram channels with over 500,000 members found a sprawling and interconnected movement intended to question the credibility of the presidential election, interfere with the voting process, and potentially dispute the outcome. So they're trying to imply this is all terroristic. Nearly every channel reviewed by the Times was created after the 2020 election. Yeah, you think people got pissed off after that? It was all censored everywhere else, so they went there. Highlighting the growth of increased sophistication of the election denialism movement. Oh, so active duty can't vote. Illegal aliens are voting everywhere. The Democrats say they're going to dispute it. Carbles on TV calling for armed uprisings against Trump and Trump supporters that because Trump's coming for the black people with no evidence. And then they go on the article that armed groups are planning all this stuff with no evidence because people are worried they're going to steal it. And there they are trying it out in front of everyone right now. And, of course, you know, there's feds, NGOs, provocateurs all over the place. And this is the best they've got? In New Hampshire, one Telegram channel instructed people to question local officials in person. Oh, my gosh. About absentee ballot tallies in Georgia. Oh, my goodness. Followers of the local Telegram channel were urged to attend election board meetings to argue for limits to absentee voting. Oh, like the federal courts are doing? Saying you got to follow the federal law and you can't keep counting ballots for weeks? With no postmarks, the police reports, if necessary, and be ready to fight like hell. Well, I mean, I've said on air that people need to report what looks like election fraud to police. If you have ever said, what can I do? This is your opportunity, said one post from a Telegram group focused on Pennsylvania. Telegram is very often central to actually organizing people, oh my gosh, to engage in offline activities, said Ms. Kennelly, who now works for the Institute of Strategic Dialogue, a research firm that monitors Telegram. She recalled attending a meeting of election skeptics, oh my gosh, this year in Montana. I mean, the State Department runs around the world policing other people's elections. Oh, they're election skeptics too, where participants taught one another how to use Telegram. Oh, gosh. Among things, extreme movements, she said, Telegram is used very strategically to radicalize and recruit. So they're calling for civil war. They're calling for violence. They're calling for all of this while saying we are. And it's very obvious the next thing in their tool belt is to stage something. I've got all these articles we're going to get to when we come back. Led by Musk and Trump, an army of online actors has laid the groundwork to contest the election. So Raskin says they're not going to accept a Trump win and have civil war conditions and not certify him and all that. They're all out there saying that. But then Trump has lawyers that have been winning most of the cases, proving fraud and scams and voter intimidation. And trying to get states to follow the law, and then that, oh, he's trying to steal it. Elon Musk's misleading election claims have been viewed more than 2 billion times on X, analyst finds. So we're going to be breaking all this down and a lot more, but if you're not excited now, if you're not on the edge of your seat now, you aren't paying attention because we are in a historic, hardcore moment. And admitting how bad the enemy is how we defeat him. We've got to understand what we're up against. We can't be naive, and we can't let them control the narrative. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at the alexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger of one of the top, highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, I thank you for your support.
don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants. Oh, I do hate them. I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending. I don't know how all this is going to end.
But if you want to fight, you better believe you got one.
I've been holding back my real capabilities. I'm most ashamed of. It's a little scary. I have decided and just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release my full potential against the New World Order. Good luck, globalists. Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before, I want you to throw everything you've got at. Whatever you think it is you need to do.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexjonesstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out, it fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and t-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWars MD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance. Or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula, meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWars MD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Open season on loyal, decent, hardworking, honorable folks. Open season because the trash knows it's being taken out. And so the trash is fighting for its political, cultural, and spiritual life. And its life is culturally ruling us.
Never before in American history had a president called for a crowd to come contest the counting of electoral votes by Congress or engaged in any effort designed to influence, delay, or obstruct the joint session of Congress in doing its work required by our Constitution and the Electoral Count Act.
I have an objection because 10 of the 29 electoral votes cast by Florida were cast by electors not lawfully certified because they violated Florida's prohibition against dual office holding.
The debate is out of order.
What can be put into the Constitution can slip away from you very quickly. And the greatest example going on right now before our very eyes is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which they're just disappearing with a magic wand as if it doesn't exist, even though it could not be clearer what it's stating. And so, you know, they want to kick it to Congress. So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025 to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody and civil war conditions, all because the nine justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job and interpret what the great 14th Amendment means.
They're telling you they're going to create Civil War conditions and not let him be seated as the president. Everything they accused him of, they're now doing, showing their total desperation. This guy's father was a famous communist.
Last night, I was most worried about the Supreme Court's prospective imminent abdication of its very clear duty to disqualify Donald Trump from the ballot under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, and what that might mean if their decision says that it's really up to Congress on January 5th or January 6th, 2025, to disqualify him at the counting of the Electoral College votes, which really could lead to something akin to civil war, if that's what the suggestion is, which is what I think I heard.
Jamie Raskin has the balls, and I'm sorry to be crass, he has the balls and the audacity to judge the Supreme Court as not having a very big workload. This is a congressman judging the Supreme Court. They don't hear that many cases. They don't have that much of a workload, so there's no reason why they didn't do their job. This is the most judgmental, disrespectful conduct to the Supreme Court justices imaginable. And when Trump goes out and criticizes a judge, it's insurrection through judicial insult. But when Jamie Raskin does it, when Jamie Raskin says it's going to be civil war conditions because we are not going to respect the outcome of the election, well, that's just fine because it's different, capital D, different Democrats. And remember, they said Donald Trump will never relinquish power if he ever gets reelected. He relinquished power the first time. They call him a Hitler-esque tyrant. He was banned from social media. They are accusing Trump of potentially doing, if he ever ascends to power, what they are predicting they are going to do right now. Donald Trump, if he ever gets back in power, he's going to persecute his political adversaries. He's going to put them in jail. That's literally what they are trying to do to him right now.
We're looking at perhaps the guiltiest president that there's ever been. The question is whether we're going to stand up and defend our constitutional order, or we're going to let him get away with this. This president essentially has tried to pull the wool over America's eyes. But the defense of democracy begins with fidelity to the truth. And the Oversight Democrats, America's Truth Squad against this disinformation, is here today to set the record straight.
I'm here today because I'm a patriot and I'm a truth teller. We keep hearing from certain corners that our democracy is at risk and democracy is on the ballot in 24. Yet the same people preaching this mantra know better. They continue to lie directly to the American people without hesitation and remorse. Rep. Dan Goldman and Jamie Raskin, both lawyers, and Mr. Goldman, a former prosecutor with the SDNY from New York, will continue to lie today in this hearing and then go straight to the media to tell more lies. Hunter Biden's defense attorney, Abby Lowell, weaponizes letters to Congress to try to smear my name.
Mr. Chairman.
The cold hard facts.
Mr. Chairman.
In an attempt to save his powerfully connected client and his father. I challenge Mr. Lowell to make those claims on national television so he can be held accountable for his lies.
The sedition of Jamie Raskin, the traitor, being uploaded right now to Real Alex Jones on X. Share it, copy it, cut it up. I don't care. Just get it out there. It's also on Infowars.com. But Infowars.com could be gone. There's a very good chance in 8 days, the 13th, and I had Naomi Wolf on last night, and she follows the show, but she didn't even know that it's been ordered to be sold in bankruptcy, and people are just now learning about it. I guess when we get shut down, people are going to care. We've gone with folks and built backups and the infrastructure and all of it. The servers, the satellite uplinks, the equipment. We need money to fund the crew. We need money for legal to keep battling these people. I can stay on indefinitely if you just support me. But you're not going to get this hardcore information at this level, unfortunately, anywhere else. People are starting to really get hardcore, but not like us. I got the enemy's number. My guests have the enemy's number. We're over the target. So before I get back into the news, remember, the enemies of your freedom and your future that are openly going to shut the whole country down. It's all over the corporate news that we're going into a total depression if Kamala wins on purpose to break your will and to bring in their new global system on the ashes of America. But we have a very good shot of stopping this, even if they kill Trump, even if they steal this election, which I don't believe they're going to get away with. I know God's hand is on Trump. But that'll be a big fight once he gets in. And we need to be on air then. This is a no-brainer. But if you're not praying for the broadcast, and if you're not sharing the articles and videos on your email, your text messages, word of mouth, in person to people you know, perfect strangers, and then telling them to share it and tell those they share it with and tell them to share it and so on and so forth to complete what? The chain reaction. Then you're rolling over and dying, not deciding to share our reports, which people are doing. We're having a huge effect, but needs to be bigger. Not supporting us financially is a decision that you're making to blunt the tip of the spear. You might as well go join the New World Order, quite frankly. And I'll just say it. All glory goes to God and our supporters that God worked through. But we've done an incredible job exposing the New World Order. I've been fighting hard for 30-plus years. And I thank everybody that kept us on air to do this. But we're right here on the verge of huge success. We've had massive success. People are waking up exponentially. But it's the people that see the clips and that are influenced by what the show's doing, but they're not the hardcore listeners, that small core compared to the huge mass. The small core is huge, but not ultra massive like the actual audience that hears the live show or gets derivatives or clips of it. I mean, I can't go in a gas station. I can't walk down the street. I can't go to the grocery store, a shopping mall, a church, anywhere. Most of the people talk to me and say, you woke me up. Oh, my God, you're being proven right. What's it like to everybody saying you're right? And I'm like, well, I mean, great. Okay, good. People know I didn't make this stuff up. Okay, great. Now can we stop the globalist at the main part of the fight? And can folks understand that I'm embattled? I'm a major target because of this. The bad guys hunt me. They attack me. They stalk me. And I'm not a victim. I asked for this. I'm not worried about my physical safety, any of it. I'm not worried about my name, any of that crap. I want to beat these people. It's why I do this, because I believe in you. I bet on you. And I want to thank from the bottom of my heart the people that have bet on me. But now all your support and everything you've done in the past has had a huge effect. But now we're over the target more than ever. We're having the most devastating victories against the enemy, affecting the mental battle space, getting the real talking points out there, alerting folks, crashing to the lies and disinformation. Our most important work is now. We're in our prime. And this is a long marathon, but we're coming to the end of it in this major phase. So I need you to take action now. I need you to go to thealexjonesstore.com, and you will be empowered by Hydra Force. That's super high quality, organic, not just hydration, not just the best electrolytes, but vitamins and minerals. I mean, it's a really quality product. You want ultimate CMOS, that's Irish CMOS, the superfood of superfoods, with the key bioavailable iodine that is the missing link in most people. Most people are deficient in it. And most iodine you get is bound to other substances, so you don't absorb it. You want the CMOS gummies, and the CMOS capsules are twice as strong, by the way, but they're all great, at thealexjonesstore.com. You want to get the great probiotic and the gut cleanse products. These are all amazing. So they're high quality products. They're discounted. The t-shirts, the hats, it's how you meet like-minded people. It's how you spread the word. And it's how you fund this operation. So that's a separate sponsor from InfoWars. And it will fund the future. And I'm like a NASCAR driver at one of the big races, the Indy 500, and I'm in the pole position. I'm in the lead by 20 car lengths, a short lead. But I got Eye of the Tiger, and I got another 10 laps to go. But my tires are bald, my tank is empty, and I'm a half mile from the pit stop. And if the pit team gets the tires ready and gets the fuel ready, and I drive in there and they get those tires on and they slam that gas into the tank and they drop that car back down off those jacks and I just focus, I will finish this race. Our fight is emblematic, as above, so below, of what's happening. And it's the same with Trump. So I need your support now, coming into the pit stop. 8 days till we're potentially shut down. Very good chance we will be. I'm working and praying that's not the case. And as we're sliding in here, I need you to just focus, get in the game, put the gas in the tank, put the tires on the car, and I will jam the accelerator down, and I will shoot out back onto the track, and I will beat their ass. But I'm telling you, I'm coming to the pit stop, and I see, you know, maybe of the 6-7 people, 5 are sitting there ready. Other folks are picking their nose and scratching their ass. And I just can't believe it's this close, but this is just how God does it. So it's real simple. I need, hell, I won't ask the 99% of you that never buy anything to think how important this is and go get great products anyways. I know you're not going to. It's okay. Don't do it. I get it. Action's not your thing. At least you share the articles, maybe. At least you pray for us. That'd be nice. I'm not complaining. This is such an important fight. I can't get mad at you. I just can't believe it. So let me just go to the folks that do keep us on air, because I hate asking them. Plus, they know it's great products. This is the time. Thank you for the support. Go back now, thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to be covering issues. I want to be doing what we're supposed to be doing instead of sitting here trying to get the pit crew to put the damn tires on the car. Because this isn't just some race we want to win so we can pop champagne and, you know, jump around. That doesn't matter. This is a race to stop World War III, to stop the structure of the country, to stabilize the nation, to bring the jobs back, to stabilize the dollar, to stop the pedophile cult from taking over our society, and the next pandemic, and the forced injections, and the UN treaties, and Agenda 2030, and all of it. I mean, Trump has said yes, after RFK said it 2 days ago, I will ban fluoride in the water. Trump said, yes, I'm going to ban a bunch of poison vaccines. Yes, I'm going to release the secret government databases that they have on what the shots really do, because they know what they're doing. They do it on purpose. That's got the system so scared. This is real. This is a Trump 1,000 times more hardcore than he was before. This is so exciting. Things are so good. But evil knows it and is throwing everything they've got at us right now. So, TheAlexJonesStore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com is my dad's great supplement company, Next Level Foundational Energy, the fluoride-free toothpaste, the Kaba Chill, the Top Brain Nootropic, the Rocket Rest, incredible herbal sleep aid that's so good for your whole body, that good restful sleep. It's all there. These are great products. Go there, DrJonesNaturals.com as well. So, you know, I'm not a Machiavellian guy. I know I've read The Prince and his other book, and I see it in politics, and he was kind of writing it after he'd been, you know, put on house arrest, exposed how the system works. So my point is, I don't use those tactics. I know full well that if we get shut down next week and I just say I'm taking a 2-month vacation, that more money than we ever need will pour in. Because I know how this works. And I watched that with Tucker Carlson. He didn't do that on purpose. He didn't know he was going to be fired. I called him and said, I bet you're fired in a month. I said it on air. One of my predictions. I made a lot personally to him. And he got fired 29 days later. He didn't have an infrastructure. He didn't have anything. He just had some producers. And he had to get set up, and it took him 2 months. And he came back 10 times bigger. We don't have that time in the middle of a disputed election. Or if he gets in and it's not disputed, they're going to throw everything they've got at us. I need to be there analyzing the enemy, having the expert guest on, taking the calls, energizing the people, and fighting them. I don't want to take any time off. So I get the world's crazy. I get the economy's in the crapper. I get the election's the main focus. But in the compendium of the fight against the New World Order, InfoWars is absolutely essential. Because we don't just influence hundreds of millions, and over the years, billions of people. We are watched by Congress and by parliaments and by all the major talk show hosts who have said, I have had one of the greatest influences on their awakening. Joe Rogan's on record. Tucker Carlson's on record. Russell Brand's on record. They're all on record. It's the touchstone to say, yeah, Alex Jones was right. It's not about me. I need people to recognize I've been right so we can know the next phase, not be naive, and beat it. So we're winning this fight, but barely. And I'm swinging for the fences, and I'm going to explain it again. I cannot do this without you. Now, if you go to the top of Real Alex Jones on X, you will see some URLs there, like drjonesnaturals.com, like thealexjonesstore.com, and there's another link, alexjones.live. Alexjones.live. And you can go there and make Bitcoin donations directly to me. You can make donations on Vimeo. We're changing the Give, Send, Go to a new project soon. So that's not a link to go to now. We close that one. You can go to thealexjonesstore.com. You can go to drjonesnaturals.com. It's all right there. And that's how you support. You can also go to realalexjones.com and go check out that URL. You'll like it. Realalexjones.com. So, go to alexjones.live to find all the ways you can support us, or just go to the links at the top of Real Alex Jones. All right, I'm done talking about that. I don't know why, when it's so obvious that I'm the best at boiling things down and why most of the time we're ahead of everybody else, because this stuff is as obvious as the nose on my face or the nose on your face. I'm going to say this real slow. And I meant to put this headline out for the live show today. I forgot to do it, but I'm going to do it during a break and repost the live feed on X. But let this sink in for just a minute. 10 states have had federal judges the last 2 months rule that illegal aliens can vote. The Secretary of State 5 weeks ago in Texas put out an announcement, not a law, and said, we take non-citizen IDs to vote. The only pushback was the Supreme Court on Virginia last week said, you can't let illegals vote who are on the rolls. Take them off. A day late, a dollar short, because what about all the other states? So it's admitted that illegal aliens are voting, and that the feds are backing that. And then I started getting reports a few weeks ago that active duty couldn't vote, early vote, that there were not machines, there was not voting places almost anywhere. And then it just comes out 2 days ago, yeah, the Pentagon just says it's an oversight. They didn't pay or set up any of the polling places, and there's no ballots. There's just no ballots for anybody overseas. That's the first time they've done that. I mean, the troops voted in Vietnam, Korea, deserts, you know, all of it. The Iraq War in 2003, Afghanistan. Well, just, you know, AP Reuters, you know, Pentagon fails to send absentee ballots to active duty members, just all of them. They just admit it. So translate that. Because I was covering this yesterday, so I typed into a search engine, Democrats empower illegal aliens to vote while blocking active duty from voting. Or active duty U.S. military, for the first time in history, are blocked from voting while illegal aliens are allowed to vote. I mean, that's it. They're trying to steal the election right there. In any other country, they would suspend this election and have another one in a few months. It happens all the time. The State Department goes around policing elections around the world. And according to their criteria, we have one of the most unfair, corrupt systems in the world. But instead, we have the Democrats saying there's no such thing as election fraud, when I can play you hours of them in the past saying other elections were stolen and contesting those. So, illegals are voting. They're finding mass fake ballots everywhere. They're catching all these illegals on the voter rolls. They're saying they're going to accept, with no postmarks, ballots in Georgia and in Nevada and all over the place after the election, so there's no proof where it even came from, no postmark, totally illegal, violates federal and state law. They don't care. That's happening. Pennsylvania did the right thing, and their court said no yesterday, so they're working on the weekend. That's good. Working on the weekend like usual, out in the deep end like usual. So there is major pushback by the Republicans and with Laura Trump in there, and they're doing an A-plus job. Roger Stone talked about it yesterday. It was almost no ground game or defense 4 years ago. And so Republicans are mitigating the fraud, but the Democrats are flooding it with fraud, worse than they ever have. And the troops are being told, sorry, you can't vote. And the Justice Department's going to be monitoring all these battleground states at a record level to, quote, make sure Trump people don't stop other folks. So we're being framed. We're being set up for bad stuff. You've got Florida and Texas saying, no, you're not going to put feds in our state polling places. So when you hear them say there's no such thing as election fraud, not just the censorship of election news and the gaming of computers with Google, not giving news alerts to conservatives or blocking conservatives or Republican candidates from even being able to be searched, that's all baked in. And then you've got all the 90%+ of corporate money going to the Democrats, and then you've got the illegals voting, and you've got all the scams, and you've got all the fraudulent voter registration going on, and then active duty overseas can't vote for the first time ever in modern history, but the illegal aliens are. And then they, like Trump said yesterday, he goes, most of the Republicans around him and his own staff are scared to admit this is going on because they're scared of being prosecuted, put in jail, and they're just scared of how it sounds because the media says you better not talk about it. Well, screw the corporate media. They tell you not to talk about the truth because that's what nails them. You go where the truth leads you no matter what. Well, I'm not scared to fight them, and I know you're not. That's why I thank you for your support. That's why I need it now. It's a day of action. I'm counting on you. Spread the links to the live shows. And go to thealexshowstore.com and get great products now.
Many of the supplements available at thealexshowstore.com are the latest cutting-edge, highest-rated game changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried-and-true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere. And your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Kamala did what Kamala always does. She just put her head down and she went to work.
In fact, recently I was in Nevada. I'm in these streets, let me tell you, I'm everywhere.
These are the kind of guys you like to smack in the ass.
On the other side of my, you know, the other folks, the Trump and his running mate.
That guy got it. Michigan knows that word.
And they'll talk about, oh, well, yeah, but I do believe in the exception to save the mother's life. Okay. All right, let's break that down, shall we?
When it's all said and done, Kamala's campaign will rival the movie Spinal Tap.
Okay, now I want each of you to tell your own name. Do that. Stop. Because it's about all of us. It's about all of us.
The rabid left, comfortable in their spoiled geriatric immaturity, are losing their minds.
I didn't. I came out here to have a civil conversation, but the next time that you put your hands on me,
stop recording me. Keep your hands away from me.
You stop me.
It's sad that you're Hispanic and you're against yourself. Right, you are, yes, ma'am, you are voting against your own rights.
I'm a first generation Texan, okay? I'm a woman, and I have my own rights to vote and have my own opinion, just like every other person. This is why our country is the way.
And I will let you vote.
This is why our country is. Don't put your hands on me. Don't put your hands on me.
Apparently, none of these people can grasp the anti-American violent autocracy we are currently enduring. It's a perfect storm of malignant narcissism and Stockholm syndrome.
So tell me a bit about Trump's agenda and what about it is most scary, most concerning to you.
He says that he's going to take anybody who disagrees with him and put them in jail. And from there, he's going to deport them out of the United States altogether.
And I think he wants to basically turn this into a white Christian nation, which it is not.
He will totally try to destroy all life on Earth before he dies.
Elon Musk is wearing a Make America Great hat in the Nazi font. That was definitely the vibe there. It was frightening. And disgusting.
What I will say to you is if he wins in November, it is going to be the birth of the American Nazi Party with him as the top of it.
He's a floating island of trash. Him and his supporters.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
You are voting for someone who supports Donald Trump, and you're anti-woman, you're anti-abortion, and basically you're anti-American because you have just trashed American values and what our country is all about over and over and over.
Yet, of course, after those attempted assassination attempts on the former president's life, his opponents reached out to him and said they do not accept political violence. That has been a key difference. I do want to play you.
No, please. His opponents are saying to this very day the same rhetoric that led to those two assassination attempts. Tim Walz and Kamala Harris said that everyone who showed up to President Trump's rally at Madison Square Garden was a Nazi. That's despicable, dangerous, divisive rhetoric that is spewed by the Democrat Party every single day. And I am so sick and tired of the media pointing the finger at Donald Trump and saying that he is sowing division in this country. He is not. The media is for pushing hoaxes like the one that you all pushed today, and the Democrat Party is for pushing lies about him. But the good news is Americans don't buy it.
The rebels are Republicans now. They're like, you want to be a rebel? You want to be punk rock? You want to, like, fuck the system? You're a conservative now.
The Donald. Wow. There's a complicated fella. And as one journalist once said to me, is he the political sex pistol?
Well, in a way.
What I dislike is the left-wing media in America are trying to smear the bloke as a racist, and that's completely not true.
They're going, he's going to put us in jail. He's going to invest...
That's what you're doing to him. Yeah.
A lot of people say, will you do that? Will you do that to him, if you win? You know, it's, the presidency has tremendous power. I could have put crooked Hillary in jail.
I respected that you didn't, because what you said was it would be bad for the country.
John Bowne reporting for Infowars.com.
A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at the AlexJonesStore.com. Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger, of one of the top, highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we just had lawyer Patriot, who I met with up in Pennsylvania in Reading a few months ago at the Tucker event. We had him on about his lawsuit in Arizona to force the, not hundreds of thousands, now it's millions of names they're trying to keep secret. In the last two elections, it's grown up to over a million names in Arizona. And they're fighting like the devil to never release it. You know, they have all the names. And there's been county officials and things that spot checked it and did, were able to see it. And it's just full of dead people, illegal aliens, and just fake names. Like California, people's cats voting. And when this comes out, the judge, federal judge ordered it released today. When this comes out, it just totally proves 2020 was stolen and whatever they're about to do there. So we are so close. That's why they've got to stage terror attacks, blame it on us, try to bring in martial law, because they're going to get caught whether they steal this from Trump or not. The Republicans are on this. Trump got control of the RNC. They've been doing light years better than they did 4 years ago. There was no ground game or no investigation and nothing, according to Roger Stone, who is the expert on the Sheshte. And I mean, I'm an expert too, but not like him on elections. And now he says it's A plus compared to what it was. And then you've got all these citizen groups and all these different legal groups like Mike Yoder, Citizen AG, that are just fighting with everything they've got and just having success after success after success. I mean, he's got state investigations going all over the country now, including Texas with Paxton off of this database the Democrats tricked people a decade ago into putting in, like it's a database company for election integrity, and it's a fraud database so illegals and others can vote, and they're in control of 20 plus, it was 30, they've lost some now, databases so that they can have fraud on them. I mean, it's just insane. And then, I can't get over this, I'm going to keep repeating it because it's not getting a lot of traction, it should. Oh, yeah, the Pentagon said a few days ago, yeah, we didn't give any absentee overseas ballots, first time ever in modern history, just you know, since absentee ballots were had overseas. Nope, sorry, you just don't get them, period. But illegal aliens can vote. And again, there's that baked-in lie that, wait a minute, illegals don't vote. I heard CNN say that. Oh, that's why you've had all these federal judges rule illegal aliens can vote in all these states? And then you've got the wake-up call of the Supreme Court last week saying, okay, well, in Virginia, you can't vote. Pull them out the rolls. So this thing is so close. Not just the election. I mean, Trump's winning by a landslide because of fraud. It's close. And as Trump said yesterday, I'll play the clip like 10 times, they're fighting so hard to steal this damn thing. So Mike Yoder joins us, and it's not just what's happening in Arizona. Federal judge orders Arizona release voter roll records. Judge orders Arizona release names of voters
affected by the glitch. You can't see their names or who they are. Pennsylvania Supreme Court rules that undated ballots won't be counted in presidential election. Because, see, that's the key they're doing in Georgia and Nevada. And at least they had the fake Supreme Court ruling last Monday, to say, okay, well, Nevada can, for 3 days, can count ballots with no postmark, meaning they can produce whatever they need after the fact. Georgia just said, oh, there's no law. They don't have a Supreme Court saying it. They just say, yeah, we're just going to keep counting and keep stuff. They just, an election official announcements in Atlanta. So, like, there's no law in Texas. The law says non-citizen IDs can't vote. Secretary of State 5 weeks ago says, yeah, they can. It's in the news. Houston Chronicle, Dallas Morning News. I can show you the video of the AG saying it. See, so people are finally like, what? Elon Musk and Alex Jones are right, the illegal aliens, and now Joe Rogan's seen the proof and says, yeah, they did steal the elections, and they aren't. See, the dam has broken. But let's not start celebrating yet, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. Because if you think the evil, corrupt system hanging on by its fingernails isn't going to stage a bunch of violence and blame us, which they now say is imminent, exactly as I told you, they set the table for this. They've cast us as the villains. If you don't think they're going to pull some major shenanigans after they already tried to kill Trump twice we know of, then I don't know what to say. And people say, okay, what do we do? Well, we expose it. They're the bad guys. They have the history. They're the ones talking about uprisings and Civil War conditions. They're going to contest the election. And then if we contest them trying to steal it, we're stealing it. It's amazing. So, Mike Yoder, thanks for the short notice coming on. Congratulations on your big victory in your lawsuit over the weekend. I know you're up to date probably more than anybody. You know, I mean, you're in the top guys with your nose to the grindstone as a lawyer and researcher and civil rights activist for our voting here in this country. So tell us about Arizona and how big this is. And then it looks like the beginning of the end for these folks, unless they bring in total martial law later. Regardless how you slice this, even mainline analysts say the system's screwed. They know those are fraudulent people. That's why they're trying to keep it secret, like the 500,000 in Michigan. They admit are fraudulent, but they're going to leave on. I mean, this is a come-to-Jesus moment right now. How would you quantify this moment in your own words, and then tell us about Arizona?
I mean, Arizona is one of the worst states in terms of the voters that are on their rolls in what's called an unknown status. Georgia's over a million. I mean, when I say millions, it's not an exaggeration. I mean, there's literally tens of millions of ineligible voters on rolls throughout this country. And Arizona, that 1.2 figure was after giving concessions at every single level that we could in favor of the state, and after reducing every conceivable possible voter in any way, shape, or form. The number that, you know, objectively was probably closer to 1.9 million was at 1.2 million. And that's just to show how bad it truly is with states not maintaining their roles. And at the hearing, I wasn't there. Our director of litigation, Nicole Pearson, as well as Alex Culloden, were the two attorneys that argued the case in court. But at the hearing, the Secretary of State didn't even bother showing up. The judge laid into them for that. And then come to find out, he just blatantly had lied to us, told us the records didn't exist in writing. That's what his office said. And come to find out, there's 1.2 million of the records, exactly what we asked for, that do exist. And the court ordered that they produce them to us. So a lot of people have asked, what implication does this have in terms of this election? And a lot of people are saying, oh, well, it's too late. It's too late. Well, first and foremost, we only learned about this in light of what had happened and transpired with the Arizona illegals and the forced records that were being forced to be given over thanks to America First Legal. So we only had a short time frame to get this out and do the work on it. We filed suit last week and we got the order in less than a week. But point being is that even if they cast a vote, there's still a certification process. There's still a period of time where we have the ability to ascertain who is or who is not an eligible voter. And we will know each and every one of them that is voting illegally. We will know if the vote is fraudulent. And we also have all the data. We already have data of the individuals and we can tell you where they live or not. And we will be able to move forward and strike out any unlawful vote in that state. And we have 1.2 million people that should have been removed or alternatively, should have been activated if they had voted in 2020 or 2022. But the bottom line is, out of that 1.2 million, they're unequivocally based under federal law. Not one of them should have been listed on the voter rolls as an inactive voter. And only those who actually voted in 2020 or 2022 should have been reactivated. And the chances that they did not reactivate someone that did actually vote are slim to none. So that's 1.2 million names that shouldn't be on those rolls.
And as you said, same crap everywhere. But a lot of the analysts I'm reading, and I agree with them, say this is a devastating victory. And the same thing is now happening in Pennsylvania. What do you make of Pennsylvania saying they're not going to accept these made-up unpostmarked ballots after the election? You heard me trying to quantify how good the Republican mitigation of the fraud has been beforehand. Will it be able to dampen the mass fraud that is baked in to ensure the Trump victory?
I think that we're seeing a pile on more so than we've seen before in terms of the litigation side. I think there's a lot of lawyers that are actually getting involved. I think that the postmark ballots, it's kind of hard to comment on those things because it's just so common sense. I mean, I can't conceptualize a reason that something that's either not postmarked at all or postmarked after the date of the election. I mean, in what realm is there any other aspect of our lives where something can be dated past the deadline and it's just deemed to be accepted? I mean, I can't think of anything. I mean, even in like middle school with your homework, it's late. Point being, that's how it works.
And let's be clear, it's the same tactic.
I think it's a straightforward response.
Exactly.
But I think it's going to make a big difference because they can't just add those numbers in that we saw those overnight spikes like we did before. And a lot of those spikes were coming from something called provisional ballots, which we've just discovered yesterday too, which we're now going to be looking into as well.
Tell us about that in a moment, but let me just throw in my point. And of course, you know this, but for the audience that may not, most of the audience is as informed as we are, so most of you get it. But for those that don't get it, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Nevada, all the battleground states, it's the same. These Democrat harvesting groups dump these masses of so-called voter registration garbage a day before or 2 days before so that no one has time to go through them, but the states are going through them and are finding the majority are fraudulent. I mean, we played the election officials and the district attorneys, you know, all over the country going, no, like, you know, most of these are fraudulent. So they do it right before the deadline, too, to try to swamp and get it through.
Yeah. And I mean, there's ballots that are being dumped. You have digital fraud that we can statistically prove. I mean, in Arizona in 2020, there were 16 counties that had identical regression lines, and there were different races. There were state versus federal. There were sheriff's races versus congressional seats. I mean, the regression lines were 100% identical, and it's almost as if like it's a plane coming into land where if you're a little bit, you know, too far back, you have to speed up to get on that perfect trajectory downward where the point is already set where they need to hit that margin of victory ahead of time, and that's how they infiltrate that with the numbers. And you can switch the votes. It was done internally. They were able to prove that. And what we're seeing now is that in four different states, the margin of victory was to the exact ballot, the same identical number of provisional ballots that were ultimately rejected in four different states, which is absolutely a mathematical miracle if it were to ever happen. But the provisional ballots are something that's also being used. And a lot of people don't even know what a provisional ballot is. So, and I can go into that if you want me to, but it's
yeah,
just
please do. Musk about an hour ago.
This is, and it needs to be addressed.
Another area, Musk about an hour ago put this out. The reports are flooding in; they're being confirmed everywhere. Democrats who've never had a trouble doing their mail-in ballot, their absentee ballots, are now finding that when they vote Republican, they're being rejected. And that's what you're saying is it's these election officials have a lot of ways to cheat and to slice off votes.
I mean, election law is the most complex and politically charged, dirty realm of law that I've ever, you know, been involved in. And the thing about it, the best way I can explain it is it's think of it like a maze that takes you 2 years to go through and check every single corner to see if there's a door as the exit. There's never a door, but it takes you all the way through that 2 year period to check every single spot till you realize there isn't a door out. And the problem with that is that as soon as that 2 year period comes up, they start changing the rules again because you have a congressional race every 2 years. So the law is always changing. It's changing at the federal level. It changes at the state level. It changes at the county and municipal levels. Then you have people disregarding court orders. You have county boards like you see in Fulton County, where we even had the woman who was the former chairman of the Board of Elections in Fulton County state that they, quote, never conduct an independent search for anybody, dead people, felons, people who live out of state. And it's just cavalier. They just absolutely disregard the law. And the only way I think that this is ever going to get fixed in the long run is if Trump is in office and he does an absolute massive overhaul of the election structure within this country, because it is so just absolutely plagued with corruption. And it's so deep that there's no way to unroot it, unfortunately, ultimately. But I think we are able to, you know, get through, especially when you look at what a fair election is. And that's not the end of the day. All we want. No one's trying to suppress votes. No one's trying to keep people out of being able to vote for the candidate of their choice. All we want is that Americans, and only Americans, choose the 47th president of the United States and whoever that may be, then we will accept that if it is a fair election. If it's not a fair election, then that needs to be addressed, because that is our right. And if voting is undermined, every other right that we have is illusory.
Do you agree with me, though, that the good news is there is now, I mean, the awakening to election fraud and these scams and these mazes they change every 2 years, as you very astutely gave that analogy. I have trouble quantifying how big this awakening is. It's so big.
Yeah, I mean, I think the only difference between the truth and a conspiracy theory is about 6 to 8 months, and sometimes maybe it reaches a year. But otherwise, the fact that there, it's undeniable. It is so unequivocally in your face that you look silly if you're going to try to deny what is happening. It is getting caught on tape. The people are waking up to understanding it. You're seeing people actually capturing it, and you're seeing all the different dirty tricks. There's so many of them. I mean, you see the ones where they have a little dot. If there's a dot in the bubble of the circle for Kamala Harris, that would void your ballot if you don't fill the rest of that out. If you voted for Trump, it would void the ballot for another markation on the ballot itself. So look out for that. I mean, the other thing I was going to say with the provisionals, if you go to the polls and you vote and they give you a provisional ballot, make sure that you follow up by looking online or calling whatever number it is. They have to give you written instructions. Make sure that you follow up to confirm that your ballot was received and counted. If you don't do that, there's no way to know. If you're just going to assume that people are good, that people are doing the right thing, that when you vote and you hand over your provisional ballot, it'll get tabulated accordingly. Unfortunately, that's not the case. And there's so many people that just have a level of cognitive dissonance because they can't imagine such evil in this world. They can't imagine the type of, like, just blatancy, I guess would be the best way to put it. So it's real. And that's what I'm trying to say is, do not take it for granted. Don't be lazy. Don't bury your head in the sand. If you have a provisional, make sure you follow up to look online and see what happens if you do turn it in there. And, you know, the masses are waking up to realize the hell that it is that we've been fighting for the last, I don't know, you've been doing it for decades. I've been doing it for the last 5-6 years.
Mike Yoder, who just had a huge success, we folks just joined us or tuning in Arizona, 1,200,000 people that are in there that they won't say who are, and they've been fighting for years to block this coming out. Now the federal judge got pissed off and said, you are releasing it. We've got all the vote flipping around the country confirmed from straight Republican to straight Democrat. It's insane. But two big things that everybody can get is all these federal judges saying illegal aliens can stay on the rolls, and then the Supreme Court saying take them off in Virginia. People go, oh, they were there? Yeah. And then active duty not being able to have their vote. Oh, sorry, the Pentagon didn't set up for that this election. Never before did they do that. But just this time, sorry, you're not allowed to absentee vote. And we're just going to tell you now on the eve of the election. That's massive vote shaving right there. Illegal aliens can vote, but active duty can't. I mean, that is blatant attempted election theft right there, Mike Yoder.
I think that they know why that the military would not necessarily be a favorable demographic to send ballots to, considering if you look back all the way to what happened in Afghanistan, you look at the comments that were made, you look at just the way that he's treated our troops and the amount of money that's been sent overseas to Ukraine, that's been sent over to Russia, which is, we funded both sides of that war. And I mean, it's absolutely heinous what we're seeing. And if people don't realize that this is the only threat to America, really, is if we kill it from the inside out. And that's exactly what you're seeing. And right now is our chance to turn that around and prevent it from actually manifesting. But the just corruption runs deeper than either you or I can explain, you know, in the next year, if we were to sit here. But it's real. And the sooner people accept that and start pushing back, posting stuff online, speaking out, and just getting involved, you can't bury your head in the sand anymore. And I think that we're really on the brink of it's either do or die at this point, in my opinion.
No, I agree. 2 weeks ago, a family member who votes all the time, you know, she'd been voting forever, 70-something years old, went to vote where she's been going for many elections, and there's dozens and dozens of people, and they say, sorry, the machine's broken. Fill out your ballot. Just give it to me. And they all said no. They waited a couple hours, and somebody showed up and, like, touched the machine, said, oh, it works now. Now you can. Look, stage them. I've heard that from two more people now that I personally know in Austin in different polling places, and then I see it reported everywhere constantly around the country in Republican districts and key precincts. What are you seeing in that area?
I mean, it's just another tactic. I mean, a lot of these things aren't necessarily the overt level of fraud where you're seeing literal ballots being dumped in or ballots being thrown out, but they're doing every single thing they can from, I mean, in California where, and historically they have been alphabetical, but that you have to hit the down arrow to be able to see Trump's name appear on the ballot if you're voting on the machine. You're seeing there, you tap the name, someone tapped it 10 times and it didn't work, then they finally tapped it again and it went, it clearly tapping on Trump's name and it went to Kamala. So, There's every tactic that you can think of because they realize what the margin of victory would be if it were fair. I mean, it wouldn't even be a contest. It wouldn't even be close. And that's because the American people are realizing what's going on. And I think that there needs to be prosecutions. At the end of the day, I do not think that there will ever be substantive change for the long run until there are actual criminal prosecutions. There needs to be accountability. There needs to be actual action taken by our government. And it cannot always just be citizens. There's only so much people like me can do. There's only so much that other attorneys can do. There needs to be accountability at some degree. And I'm hoping that Trump does that if he were to get in office and use his next administration to clean up Washington.
Mike Yoder, just as a citizen, not just a lawyer, a guy that's been in the middle of this fight, having a major victories, we all salute you. What is your dead reckoning? What's your gut tell you about what's going to happen? Does Trump win so big he's the winner tomorrow night? Do they steal Texas and claim she won in an upset? Or the main Democrat plan is just to dispute it and string it out weeks, then have provocateurs attack Democrats or poll workers, blame Republicans, and then try to launch a civil war? Or do they, you know, it's clear Trump wins, and then the Democrats don't certify it, as their top people have said they won't. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts here. What are you predicting?
What I've experienced is that when they get this flustered, they mess up royally. I think what's going to happen is that Trump would overtly win in a landslide, whether it's actually reported or not. I don't know. I think that he ultimately does prevail. And I think that as soon as it gets clear that they're not going to be able to, you know, steal this one, they're going to just turn the lights off and flip the tables over and we'll see what happens from there. But, you know, I'm here for whatever it is that we have to go through, but I will fight until January 20th, and that man puts his hand on the Bible and gets sworn in as the 47th president.
I 100% agree with you. I have so much energy and so much concern. I've never in 30 years on air, I barely can even do the show right now because I'm like you. I'm researching this constantly. I know how real it is. It's 100% in our face, and I just cannot imagine that these maniacs will get away with this. But at a sick level, Mike, if they're able to steal it and even try to bring in martial law, that's going to be even worse for them. I mean, I don't see any way out for the globalists right now.
I just hope it doesn't come to that. The last thing that I ever want to see happen in this country is have violence, let alone civil violence. I do not want to see any sort of wars, but I will die fighting to oppose tyranny, because other than religion and faith in God, that's the most important thing that we can have in life is freedom. And it's extremely important that people take a stand and do the right moral thing to avoid any sort of violence, to always follow the law, to make sure that you're doing what is moral, what's just, and what you're allowed to do within the confines of the law. And I leave that up to God. That's not a decision that I can make. It's not something that I'll ever be the sole determining factor of, but I have faith that God's on our team, and that's all that we need to ultimately prevail.
Mike Yoder, I asked a lot of questions. I know you got a few other key points to add. We'll come back and finish up with you and then shift the news. And that's just Susan and others are coming up. Stay with us.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, Our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish CMOS to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate CMOS, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate CMOS exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off, and again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for keeping us on the air. Many of the supplements available at thealexjonesstore.com are the latest cutting-edge, highest-rated game-changers that have been discovered through research, and that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried-and-true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere. And your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with. But it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
We got Matt Bracken, great author, researcher, wonderful analyst, former Navy SEAL, good friend of mine, to give us his intel on the Democrats' open preparation for martial law. We have security fences being put up around the Capitol and areas of D.C. We've got a whole bunch of states calling out the National Guard. I'll go through a list of those coming up here in a moment. You got all this hype that, oh, there's anonymous postings on Telegram that the militias are going to attack people. This is a crazy time. Mike Yoder, with all the great work you're doing, people that just joined us, recapping, you just had a big victory with the federal judge in Arizona and Maricopa County, saying the million two names that are on the voter rolls that they won't ever release, that we know are dead people and illegals and other stuff, have to be released. It's not a day late and dollar short, because this is spelling their doom. Similar things happening in other states. Any other key tidbits you'd like to add for folks? How do people find your great work?
So I don't want to let too much out right now, but I do have some other things that will be coming out definitely before there's any further shenanigans pulled. I'll just say that. People can find us online. It's at @_citizenAG, both on Twitter and Instagram. It's at @_citizenAG. And then our website is citizenag.org. And Alex, I mean, I just wanted to say, like, we started this organization, there's four of us. We started this organization earlier this year. We have bootstrapped everything. I mean, the staff that I have been here every night. They've spent countless nights here overnight working to get this stuff done, and I wouldn't be able to do it without them. But imagine what impact we could have if we were able to build out a team that's even bigger, if we were able to have more lawyers that were willing to fight, we were able to have an actual machine to compete with what the left has. And look what we can do as four people. So just imagine if we can get that bigger, and it's all, you know, through a nonprofit. It's tax deductible. It's all just focused on restoring our constitutional rights. And I've always said, why are we always having legal defense funds? This time we have a legal offense fund. So if anybody is able to contribute to join this fight, any financial support that we can get for this nonprofit, just $5, $100, $50, I don't care. But we need to have the funding to take on these machines and litigation, because it's extremely expensive. So anyone that wants to chip in and help out, we would greatly appreciate it. You can go to citizenag.org, donate buttons in the top corner. But thanks again, Alex. I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you, Mike. We'll go to Matt Bracken now, then Dinesh D'Souza's coming up and more. But you look at a lot of other big talk shows, they don't have other groups on that are trying to raise funds to fight. We do. Because the other shows, I get it when all the funds go to them. Not us. We're like a mothership of organizing the best, most effective, truthful people to fight tyranny. That said, InfoWars is at the most critical point it's been in the 30 years I've been on air, 27 years of InfoWars. And we can be shut down the 13th. That's in 8 days. Very good chance of that. But I can continue on with the backup studios and the crew and everything and not miss a lick. There's a lot of servers, a lot of satellite uplinks, a lot of legal stuff that goes into that. We don't have the funds right now. So if you want us handicapped starting next week, in the middle of this time of times where everything comes together and humanity's ready for the truth, that's crazy. So I'm not bitching at people. We have amazing products you need. You really need to get off the bench. I'm counting on it, everybody. And go to thealexjonesstore.com and get one of the great hundreds of designs of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies. And what you really want to get is stuff like Ultimate CMOS, that is the superfoods, with the organic iodine that's bioavailable in the body and all the other ingredients there. It's amazing. So good for your whole stamina, libido, energy, immune system, just your energy, how you feel. There's a bunch of other great supplements there as well. Just take action. Go to the store. I want to thank those that haven't. Take action. We're fighting hard. We're having victories. That's what we're about. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And you notice the HydroForce right there is a vitamin mineral / electrolytes. Notice that it looked like some store-bought stuff with nice red dye in it. No, it just doesn't have any additives, so it's just powdery white. I know, would you like it better if I put some poison red dye in there? Nothing but good stuff in it. But it doesn't look as appetizing, does it? Because it's nothing but the actual vitamins and minerals and electrolytes. But it is delicious, and it is so good for you. And we've got the energy gummies. We've got the sleep gummies. Those are only $14 a pack. There are a lot of great deals at thealexjonesstore.com. The Second American Revolution is now. Please take action. All right, Matt Bracken will be popping in with us again tomorrow and in the aftermath after that. And he's a best-selling author, great researcher, former Navy SEAL, and he's called so much of what's happening now. We couldn't have a better guest on to talk about the pre-programming for what the deep state's going to pull. They've told us they're going to stage violence and blame it on us. They are going to contest the election. We contest, they're contesting, we're all criminals, we're Hitler. Jamie Raskin says civil war conditions, not going to certify Trump. The other surrogates are saying they want uprisings against Trump because we're white supremacists. That's real people like James Carville on TV saying it. Not, oh, there's a Telegram post about maybe violence at polling places, as there's thousands of articles a week that Republicans are going to attack polling places out of a clear blue sky. So when the attack comes, we pray it doesn't. That's the next step. It's the next piece of the puzzle. It's right there. 2 + 2 = 4. It's not us. So how do we respond to that? What is he predicting? Really smart guy. Matt Bracken, great to have you here with us. And people can go to your website, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. Matt Bracken, give us the download.
Well, first of all, I really enjoyed listening to Mike Yoder, and it's not only great information about Arizona, we need brave lawyers like him, because one of the things that they are – our gangster Department of Justice has been doing has been pursuing lawyers that have anything to do with Trump world or the J6 defendants. It's not enough that they go after the, you know, the anybody associated with Trump like Navarro, Bannon, but they go after the attorneys. They're trying to scare attorneys off from representing conservatives, alternative media like yourself. I mean, it's obviously. You wrote the book on being pursued by the gangster DOJ. So if they install Kamala next January, all bets are off. The gangster government will be completely emboldened. They'll be off the chain. You know, they won't have to hide anything anymore. But it's a very dangerous and fraught time, because they can't discount the fact that Trump could have such a clear victory that there's no way he's not inaugurated. And you have people on the other side. At the Comey, Brennan, Clapper, Garland, Mayorkas level, these guys project what they would do if they were in another position, and they're gangsters. So they're thinking, well, if Trump comes back and he's full of revenge, and I know the crimes that I've committed from the Russiagate hoax on, I could be charged with violation of civil rights, you name it. I could spend the next 10 or 15 years in a federal prison if Trump is elected and they overturn, they take over the DOJ and put patriots in charge. So at that level, these guys that are black ops experts, traitors like Mayorkas that have led the invasion of our country, they would rule absolutely nothing out at this point to prevent a Trump from being inaugurated and taking over the DOJ. Including kinetic actions to involve the airplane poisons, more shootings. I think nothing is off the table. And if it's close, you can see by how they've been trying to pump up the militia, the dangerous, white extremist militia myths between the election and the inauguration. I think that we're going to see another level, not just street demonstrations, riots, arsons like we did after George Floyd. I think we're going to see another level of sabotage, because our infrastructure is so vulnerable, especially our transportation infrastructure. We live in a high trust society, that the mechanisms that bring food to the stores, that put the, drinking water in your house. These are all mechanisms that essentially are unguarded out in the middle of America, and even in the cities where trains and pipelines run right through our cities. I think we're going to see another level. I think we're going to see sabotage that'll be blamed on militias. It'll be very easy to do, because if Trump is elected, they're going to contest it no matter what. But if Trump is elected and they go on a sabotage campaign, a false flag sabotage campaign, it'll be an attempt to instill some form of a martial law and prevent the, turnover of the government. They're going to have to do things on a level that will cause supply chain breakdowns. I'm just saying that these guys, the Brennans, the Comeys, the Clappers, they live in that world. They live in the world of black budgets and cutouts and covert operations. They've done this overseas as part of their job description. They've brought these tactics home, trying to do color revolutions here in America, rigging elections, false flag operations, which I consider J6 to have been a false flag jujitsu on the J6 gathering. It was flipped into the insurrection, a very clever operation. So I think nothing's off the table, and I would not rule out kinetic attacks on Trump or a campaign of sabotage blamed on right-wing militias that would lead to direct martial law.
I 100% agree with you. Continue and tell us how we stop it or what we can do or how we should mitigate it.
Well, obviously, clearly stay away from anything like provoking militia instigations. I mean, I hear people on social media talking about, like, you know, if they steal the election, is that the go time to pick up arms? I would say absolutely not. We have to let this thing play out all the way through the inauguration. If it's an obvious stolen election, you know, if Trump gets 85 million votes, but Kamala gets 110 million votes, you know, some bogus thing like that, you know, the 3 a.m. injection of votes. And the DOJ is pursuing anybody that tries to contest it, then I still think it's not time to, at that point, take up arms. But I think that there are other forms of protest that we can do, not exactly on a Gandhi level, but, you know, there are mass movement methods that can be done outside of direct kinetic street action, such as it's been mentioned that Trump could actually be charged and go to prison, be taken to prison, be asked to turn himself in. Well, it's possible to completely stop a city like New York or Washington just by having a million extra people show up in their cars and then drive around the beltways and highways at, you know, 10 or 20 miles an hour. It's very hard to figure out who's doing it if you have a million cars all suddenly driving 10 miles an hour on the Washington Beltway, which would absolutely bring Washington to a dead stop. And there's very little that could be done about it. You know, the J6 was, I would say, easily a 500,000 people assembled for a great day. You know, you were there, obviously, trying to prevent what happened at the Capitol. I was there at the Washington Monument. Did not go to the Capitol, could see what was happening, fortunately. But so I'm you know, not in prison right now because I didn't get closer than the Air and Space Museum. But that was a mass people power rally that was turned into the so-called insurrection. And you can see how it was available to do so. You have a 500,000 people, you direct a few thousand, open the doors, use provocateurs, get them into the Capitol. But if they tried to do a steal now and a million people just showed up in Washington, D.C. driving 10 miles an hour, you can absolutely stop a modern city. And it's very hard to assign blame. There aren't police helicopters ready to winch cars out. You know, you can bring a city to its knees without harming anybody directly. You do get into the situation of ambulances and so forth. But, I mean, this is the kind of actions that we can see happening. Sabotage against infrastructure blamed on militias and people power movements to stop cities from functioning if they're, for example, trying to put Trump in jail. It's going to be an amazing couple of months.
Matt Bracken, stay with us. I want to get more analysis from you. I want to make a major announcement. Elon Musk just posted on X, retweeted video of himself today with six American flags and the word yes in the center of it. I'm against globalist power. The UN should not have a lot of power. Who voted for them? I didn't vote for them. We want power to the people, maximum power to the individual, Elon Musk. So, you and I have done that for decades, but to have Elon Musk out front and center, now being anti-globalist, the hottest thing, populist winning worldwide, massive election fraud being forced out in the open, I want to point out, I'm getting chills right now. We are making more strides a day than we made in decades before when I was on air 30 years ago, sitting at the knee of the literal people that discovered this in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the former head of Air Force Weapons Development, the former head of the FBI in Los Angeles, they were doing seminars, and there was a few talk radio shows talking about, and they were writing books. Almost no one knew. Both my grandfathers knew. My dad knew. My uncle knew. But we were almost nobody then. Ron Paul knew. Now this is the hottest issue. It's the only issue. Elon Musk knows it. And I don't see how the globalists ever reverse this, even if they steal the election. I want to get your take on this. But here is Elon Musk calling out the world government right now. And we're like, well, this is old news for us. Yeah, but this is what success looks like. It takes a while, and this is so exciting. Here it is.
I'm against the globalist power. The UN should not have a lot of power. It's like, who voted for them? I didn't vote for them. You know, and it's like, we want power to the people. The power should, maximum power to the individual. And so, like, we should not have any sort of international treaties that restrict the freedom of Americans, and we should minimize the amount of federal interference at the state level. So it should be like, unless it's at the state level, which is something you can influence, then agencies at the federal and the national level should have minimal to zero power over you. Yeah.
And we've got another clip we're pulling in right now. This is breaking fast. If Trump becomes president in 2024, again, it will be the final death blow to the global order. WFS, we all know Harari, advisor to Klaus Schwab. I mean, they know, Matt, they know this is the big battle, isn't it?
It definitely is, and it's not, obviously it's not just the United States. If you watch what's happening in Ireland, Ireland is being used as like a laboratory, a guinea pig experiment, because it's a small island, 5 million people. They are flooding that island with fighting age men, setting up military style barracks camps for them. I mean, with the inside of walls and fences, the Irish people are, other than drone video, you don't know what's going on in them. Britain could be the first Islamic power with nuclear weapons, because at the rate it's going, you know, it's going to be a Sharia country in a decade. And these trends have to be reversed. I mean, all around the world, food is under attack. Farms are being forced out of business. In Britain, they're putting a 20% inheritance tax on farms, so that they have to be sold to the state, turned into solar farms. The solar farms then are zoned instead of agriculture, they're rezoned as places where you can build mass apartment buildings. I mean, the West is being invaded and attacked. We're in the middle of World War III, and we don't even see the real enemies. I mean, I look at somebody like the DHS head Mayorkas. He was on the board of the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society. He's an enemy general. He was helping to run the invasion against America. How did he become the head of the Department of Homeland Security? How does an enemy general become the field marshal of your border and your Secret Service? You know, I mean, how does this happen? There is treason up and down at all levels inside of our government. And it's not like old fashioned, oh, he's a Russian spy, he's a Chinese spy, or an Iranian spy that's part of it. These are globalists, and they have infiltrated our own government at the very highest level. These people at the top, you know, the Garlands, the Blinkens, they do not consider themselves Americans. They consider themselves globalists, and we have to unmask them to take them down. And it's great seeing somebody like Elon Musk, who's now willing to pick up the lance and get on the horse and charge, because frankly, if Kamala is installed, he'll probably be in prison next year. You might be too. I mean, if they can't take you out any other way. I mean, this is the hinge of history. We're leaning on this hinge of history right now. And people that say, well, Trump is just another stooge or another puppet. Come on. I mean, if I have a choice, if I'm in an airplane, I would rather have, everybody has seen the movie Flight. I would rather have drunk Denzel Washington flying the plane. He's trying to land it in the field. He's not perfect. He's got flaws. You know, the other pilot wants to fly it straight into the mountain. You know, we don't have a choice of the perfect pilot.
Yeah, what would you say to the 32 million Christians in a national survey that won't vote for Trump because he's not perfect? They're literally voting for our own destruction. It couldn't be more obvious.
Obviously. And we don't have a choice of Sullenberger or Jesus Christ flying the airplane. The choice is drunk Denzel Washington, who at least has some flying skill and wants to land it in the field, right? It won't be pretty. There's not going to be a perfect landing, and America is back to, you know, Reagan's morning in America. But we have a fighting chance that way. If the other team wins, it's gangster government off the chain. They will censor social media. They will pass laws like in England where people are in prison for years for social media posts. That is coming if the other side is in the White House. So even if nobody can just fix the economy with the debt that we have. But at least taking over the Department of Justice can make the break that Mike Yoder was talking about. There have to be prosecutions. There has to be some kind of punishment for the people that ran the Russia hoax, you know, that paid for all this false testimony, for the judges that are working and colluding with attorney generals, and to imprison Trump and others. There has to be punishment for these people. If they can get through with Kamala Harris, who's just an empty vessel, she never won an actual election.
She was installed. There's a coup. We got to go to break. Do 5 more minutes with us. And then Dinesh D'Souza's coming up. I meant to take calls. We'll come right back to you, Matt. We're going to break in about a minute and a half here. Let me just say this. I want to remind listeners, I want to have 100 million viewers, and we've done this before in the election. We can do it again. We've had some shows weeks ago with 40 million viewers just on X a day, tens of millions on radio stations here. We're going to do it again. I need everybody to go to Real Alex Jones on X and InfoWars on X and share the live feed and say, here's the uncensored, unvarnished analysis and truth with the best guest of what's happening. I'm going to be on today till 3. Owen's on till 6. We're going to launch another feed from the Alex Jones Network at AJN live from 8 to 10 with all the latest to give you a recap tonight. Then we're back at 8 a.m. tomorrow with Harrison Smith, myself, Owen, huge raft of top guests, all of the best analysts that have the best record of being accurate, like Matt Bragg and Roger Stone. The list goes on and on. Other huge guests. And we'll go as late as we need to, overnight if need to, tomorrow night. And then if it's contested, which the Democrats say it's going to be, we're going to continue on here. And we could be shut down in 8 days. So it is just a wild time to be alive. This is the most important time in all of our lives right now. The hinge of history, as Matt Bracken said. And I can hold these people off legally and I can continue on. And Matt's absolutely right. Going into the future, they're coming for me and that's okay. I just want you to know I'll never back down. I'll never give in, but I could give out. I need your financial support. This is a war. Trump's been outspent 3-1. He's still beating him. I don't have anywhere 1/1,000 of that money. I don't have Musk money. I've got you, but we have a giant audience, and we're so critical in this fight. So get everybody you know and those you don't know to tune in to the live feeds today and right through the next week. That's what you can do with your energy, and I respectfully ask you to take action now. This is about self-preservation for all of us. This is a war. This isn't some entertainment or some side issue. This is it. We're over the target. We're the zeitgeist. You're the zeitgeist. And go to thealexjonesstore.com and get some t-shirts, get some great supplements now. I need money with our sponsor to be able to continue on, and we do not have the funds we need approaching 8 days from shutdown to do it. This is the most critical request I've ever made. I need support now. This is a marathon fight. We're reaching the peak of the battle now. Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the Ultimate Probiotic.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that Dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexjonesstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out, it fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and t-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air, and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Singing better than I could. Your message to millions of people on the eve of the hinge of history.
Well, we've already voted in this house, so we live in Florida and we voted early. I would suggest that anybody considering trying to vote tomorrow, like during your lunch break or after work, forget it. You've got to play hooky from work. You've got to get in line at dawn. They're going to pull every kind of a trick that we've seen in different states. You know, all the swing states are going to try different tricks. In Maricopa County, they accidentally came out with the wrong size paper, just in Republican precincts. You know, then they said, well, these papers don't fit the machine, but you can fill out this provisional ballot and stick it in this Tupperware bin over here. And don't worry, we'll count it, I'm sure. So you've got to be ready for these tricks. You cannot count on voting over your lunch break. You've got to punt work. You've got to get in line like it's Rolling Stones tickets, and you've got to get in line and be prepared to stay all day. That means, you know, bring in a little cooler, a chair to sit in. You have to be ready to stay all day because they're going to come up with tricks. They're going to try to discourage you, tell you that we've run out of ballots and, you know, it'll be hours and hours. So you've got to be planning for that. You have to be expecting that. It's absolutely going to happen. And if the provisional ballot is all you can do when they try to, you know, tell you that they run out, take pictures of everything. Take pictures of the ballot that you fill out. Take pictures of the touchpad screen, you know, that may be switching your vote to the Kamala vote. You know, take pictures of everything. We're going to fight this, you know, right from the beginning. We're not going to wait around and be reactive like in 2020. Or in 2022 in Arizona, where we have to be right out on top of it from the beginning. And so, I mean, if you really think you're going to vote after work tomorrow, I think you're just kidding yourself. If you're planning on showing up at the poll at 5 p.m. and voting and being home by 6, that's a dream. Don't think that's going to happen at all. You've got to be ready to make it an all day affair.
The good news is, Matt Bracken, we really have forced them out in the open.
Absolutely. Yeah, and with lawyers like Mike Yoder, they know that a lot of their tricks are going to be exposed in real time. And they have to be thinking, if Trump does manage to get inaugurated, You know, he has said we are going to prosecute election fraud. And so we're already seeing, I think, some subtle defections where people are not willing to go down with, say, the
Jamie
Raskins.
Look at Zuckerberg defected 3 months ago.
Right. And you're starting to see this. You know, Elon even talks about it. Some of his, you know, the billionaire boys club are backstage whispering to him that they're on his side. So I think that there is a sea change. I think there's a real fighting chance, but we have to be ready for their tricks in the swing states. Another point is, you know, if Trump makes it to 270, wins enough swing states, and wins the electoral college, don't think that your vote in a solid red or blue state doesn't matter. That, you know, I live in Florida, it's going to vote for Trump no matter what. I live in California, it's going to vote for Harris no matter what. It really matters if it's close that the popular vote it also goes to Trump, because they're going to contest it on the basis that the Electoral College is invalid. You know, if Trump wins an electoral victory, they're going to say the whole Electoral College is not valid. That's enough for Antifa to riot. That we need direct democracy, which means rule
Matt Bracken,
by
Dinesh's
New York and
coming up. But Matt Bracken, Dinesh's Source is coming up, but I want to do like a few more minutes with you on a key topic I want to raise again that we haven't really covered yet, and that's the Democrats openly going into martial law mode, into the mattresses. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the ultimate probiotic.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Matt Bracken's a best-selling author, great researcher, one of the best analysts out there, also former Navy SEAL. Dinesh D'Souza's coming up. I got more news hit before he joins us at the bottom of the hour. He's got a lot of intel as well. Former political prisoner in his own right. Looking at them barricading the White House, getting ready to barricade the Capitol, barricading Nevada, Washington State, Oregon, now other states announcing it. While they're claiming Republicans are coming to kill us, it's so obvious that the FBI is going to stage something much bigger than the Whitmer fake kidnapping or January 6th or one of these NGOs is, while they themselves say they're getting ready for an armed uprising, I think the establishment, because of the defections you mentioned earlier that we're seeing confirmed of not just Zuckerberg but others, shows that they don't have the stomach for this. But there's some people, different factions in the globalist camp that are going to go for broke. And then the claims that Russians are about to stage a civil war to bring us down, I think it's preposterous. Matt Bracken, looking at the different scenarios, what are we looking at here?
Well, we also, everything that you said, but we also have to remember we're poised to go to war with Iran, and Iran is in a fairly tight alliance now with Russia. So the Israel-Iran scenario with America as Israel's big brother, providing the bombs and the air refueling tankers, now B-52s in the Middle East, on the ground landing in the Middle East to take off from there, obviously to put Iran in direct range. There would be no other reason for B-52s stationed in some anonymous place in the Middle East. That's another scenario for disrupting. The election's going to happen. I don't think they're going to plan something in the next 24 hours, but over the next 2 or 3 months, World War III, well, we can't have a transition of power. That happened in Ukraine. They haven't had elections. Zelensky just is basically dictator for life until they win the war.
It happened with Roosevelt.
Which will be never.
It happened with Roosevelt.
Right. So I'm concerned that we're going to be sucked into a war on behalf of Israel. They were trying to get missiles to Ukraine that could strike deep into Russia. I think that some cooler heads in the State Department have prevailed in as far as sending Tomahawks to Ukraine, et cetera. But the Israel, Iran scenario is still very much real, and that can spill over to Russia very fast because it's, you know, Russian S-400 missiles protecting Iran. So you could see, Russian casualties. There are Russian bases in Syria, important naval bases that could be hit, that could spill from the Israel-Iran war into an America-Russia war very quickly. And the people who are desperate not to spend the next 20 years in prison would absolutely trip us into World War III if that would prevent a turnover of power in Washington.
I totally agree. That's the big issue. Nobody's looking at it. We're not looking at it enough. What do you make of the North Koreans reportedly have been now inside Ukraine fighting? What does that signify?
That's BS. That's pure American propaganda. Now, obviously, in all of these wars, I mean, you know, there were British observers in the Civil War on both sides, for example, Germans in our American Civil War. They weren't assault troops. When you have North Korea providing shells to Russia because they've got, you know, billions of the shells, and South Korea providing shells to Ukraine, one of the quid pro quos is, We have a completely unblooded military. We have a military that hasn't fought since 1953, right? I mean, we would like to send some of our troops to, work on some of our systems. So I think that their support troops, they may be doing like testing their own electronic warfare. This would be a part of a quid pro quo with Russia where North Korea actually requests to send troops. Russia does not need North Korean troops. That's ridiculous. Russia is still recruiting like 30,000 men a month, volunteers, not people dragged off.
That makes perfect sense. So they're just basically advisors and support. All right.
And testing systems. We want to bring our electronic warfare in and test it compared to the Russian electronic warfare. And then we can evaluate our hardware.
Last point, looking at the two assassination attempts we know of, and I've been told by the real White House, by the Trump camp, there's been others we don't know about. Snapshot of that, and what about the surface-to-air missile taking out Trump Force One while he's president-elect, or even before? What about, or during a contested election? What about other assassination attempts?
Aside from surface-to-air missiles, when an airplane is going straight down the runway, it's angular rate, and if somebody's just 1 mile down from the end of the runway with a 50 caliber, there's no angular rate of change. The engine just keeps getting bigger in your scope. So I worry about takeoff and landing, and I also worry about a reporter's recharging battery, their smartphone recharging cell being switched in the hotel room, getting on the airplane, but it's like the Israeli pager, only much bigger, and set to go off at 10,000 feet. So I'm very worried about the aircraft, but I'm also worried about contact poison, instant cancer types of poison, and even just an IED, because Trump likes to get close to the people. And, you can have a lunatic get up on the roof like in Butler, PA. You could also have a lunatic put on a suicide vest. It may not be detected by the Secret Service.
What happens? What are the scenarios if they successfully kill Trump?
Then I hope J.D. Vance goes on the warpath. I hope he's inaugurated with an America that's saying, you are all going to jail now. All of you conspirators are going to prison.
But let's be clear. And if they kill Trump, they've already got a false flag ready to change the story. What type of false flag would that be in the psychological warfare?
I think that no matter what happens, if Trump is taken out, it'll be blamed on the left because they've been raising the hysteria level. If you call somebody Hitler, 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 then obviously the moral thing to do is kill Hitler when he's a baby in the cradle. He's Hitler. So that's the, it's not a dog whistle. It's an overt call to assassination whenever they say he's a fascist dictator, Hitler. That's, they are calling for his assassination because there are, we live in a virtual world now. Somebody is completely willing to die if they know that their viral video, their farewell video, their manifesto is going to be making them the next Lee Harvey Oswald, even if they don't live to see it. You know, fame is its own reward. There are people that feel like they have no meaning in their life, and taking out Trump Hitler would make their name immortal. And their videos would you know, give them a form of immortality. So yeah, there are people that would strap on a suicide vest, or take a shot at his airplane.
All right, Matt Bracken, enemiesforeigndomestic.com. Let's talk to you the next 24 hours. Get back on with us tomorrow with updates and the day after. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks, Alex.
Oh, my God. Now's the time to really be praying. I've been thinking about what we need to do, and I say all the time we should pray and, you know, ask God to guide us. But, I mean, I'm telling myself this, not the listeners right now, because I am really upset. I am really freaked out. I cannot believe how evil the globalists are, even though I've been studying them for 35 years. And it's just wild that we've gotten to this point. I mean, this is crazy. And it's such an obvious choice not to be for these people. And it's such an obvious choice to reject the entire UN, WF, New World Order, carbon tax, globalist plan. I mean, they're such lying, evil villains. But Elon Musk came out today. He tweeted it. And boy, I hear there's a big Elon Musk interview coming here real soon. I'm going to leave it at that. Going on right now. Elon Musk comes out directly against the globalists and their New World Order and the fact that they don't have authority. We didn't vote for the UN. You're like, well, you've heard that 85 million times. We already know that. Yeah, but did we have Elon Musk and Donald Trump doing that before? I mean, Trump a little bit. No. We are the real issues. We know how the world works. We're talking about real stuff and a whole spectrum of garbage and distractions. And I've always said this for at least 25 years of my 30 years on air, that I believe in people. I say this all the time. It's a cliche because it's true. I bet on you. I don't think you want to eat bugs and be sterilized and be fed poison and be depopulated and have a satanic New World Order take over. And I know that as their plan rolls out, if we just warned about it up front, we wouldn't get listened to much then. A lot, but nothing compared to now. And then as it unfolded, people go, oh, wow, how'd you learn that? Well, here, you can learn it too. They said they're going to do it. I mean, they say Trump's bringing down their world government. They say in the New York Times, Jones will bring down the world government if we don't stop him. Well, it's not me. They're talking about you. I believe in you. I believe in common sense. I believe you're not going to just bend over and get destroyed. Not because you've got courage, you've got self-preservation. I mean, this is not even a question. Once you face the real issues, why the hell would you join this satanic lunatic asylum of the New World Order? I mean, you know, and people say, man, aren't you frustrated that, you know, you've been saying this forever and it's still happening? Well, not really, because I'm seeing such a fast awakening compared to what it was. It's still not fast enough. But the Lord works in mysterious ways. So things are so existential, so urgent, and so wild. And I just look at how our work now is coming into fruition, coming into a head. I mean, just every day, the guests, the reporters, the listeners that are activists, we are devastating the New World Order right now. Devastating them. Identifying they're in control, identifying they're the bad guys, identifying the crimes they've committed, identifying their agenda so people can say no. Before they get the full cashless society, ESG, social credit score system in that we're so close to. And, you know, if we were way behind, I'd say, you know, God's going to handle it. And I would still trust God. But we're so close to turning the tide. We've turned the tide. We're so close to beating them that it's just torture. I mean, this is like back when I liked to watch football, because I can't care about things that aren't serious now. But I used to, you know, watch the Super Bowl. And some of those Super Bowls, like, I forget the one was like sudden death overtime. And went down to the last second with a field goal. And it's just like, oh my gosh. It's just like, oh, let this game end. And the score goes back and forth and back and forth. And people are like, this is important. This is real. This is so clear, but it's a game. And now this is like Trump said yesterday, this coming to a head has been 9-year fight to try to get this country back. And as America goes, so goes the whole world. And we forced them out, and it's so obvious, and the choice is so clear, and it's just so crazy. Oh, God. And then I have this intense frustration that I don't want to be up here. But that's how the universe works. Everything goes slow, and then it speeds up, and then they have these big flashpoints. So, of course, that's how things align. Of course we're being shut down in 8 days. And we've survived so many times. People are like, oh, yeah, yeah. You know, but, I mean, people are like, oh, that's not real. Oh, God, it's all in the news. They, you know, and then we pray and we struggle and we fight and you support and we make it. That's what a real death battle looks like. We're like two guys rolling around the ground with daggers trying to stab each other. And I got a couple wounds. They got wounds. I mean, but, you know, we're all in this together. I mean, this is a freaking toe-to-toe, you know, Muhammad Ali fight in the 12th round. I mean, this is beating the living hell out of each other. And I don't even know what to say at this point. We are delivering victory. God is through us. But, I mean, I look at how good InfoWars is and how effective we've been, and I'm just like, why don't I have billions of dollars? Well, I get it. I'm the one that's been demonized up front because I was the first to popularize. There's a lot of people before me, but you know, we broke through this audience together. And so there's been so much demonization poured onto me that even the people on our side are like, well, yeah, we'll listen to everything Jones says and take his advice and everything, but there's a negative effect if we support him openly and we want to get the newbies, and they've already been conditioned to dislike him, even though he wrote the blueprint for the current entire resistance movement. And so I'm here watching this, and I have my own self-preservation as well. I mean, I'll be point blank with you. I don't fight these people because I just want to get killed and I want to be a hero. I mean, it's self-preservation to fight them. and I like the crew a lot, and I'm just sitting here going, what the hell? So I'm going to say this right now. If you go to the top of my X account, you can see the links so I can support us and also get blow you away products. And then I'm going to get to this Elon Musk news. It's so big, I'm going to recap it. I got hundreds of incredible stories, but this is just too big. And you can see the URLs right there at the top of the page on X. And it's alexjones.live. Now, why is alexjones.live an important link to follow? If you go there, you can donate via Vimeo to the Bitcoin account. You can go to the shopping carts that are our sponsors to support us. It's all right there. But the place to go is alexjones.live. And you can find it all very, very easily there, alexjones.live. And I would spend 30 seconds a day plugging if that would get the funds in. I don't have it. And yeah, usually, you know, in all the years we got from everybody else, probably $500,000 in Bitcoin donations. And then somebody gave me $9 million 3 years ago. And after the accounting was done, when that ran out over 2 years, they go, this is incredible. The exact amount you needed to stay on air was $9 million. That sounds like a lot in a war. It's not. But whoever did that, great. I still this day don't know. And you notice it came out in court and they checked it and the Justice Department checked, because I could have kept all of it. It was given to me personally. I put it all into the operation. Even the $25,000 software and a home studio thing I set up was for the show. So I could have run off to, you know, wherever with that. I'm not running anywhere. I was, thank God that kept us on air and we helped lay the groundwork for all the stuff you've seen since then. So go to alexjones.live, and I don't care if it's $100 or $1 million, it will get put into this fight and our legal defense and the infrastructure and the crew. Instead, I am beating the snot out of regular listeners. Hey, go get a t-shirt. Hey, go get a great supplement. Hey, you really need this stuff. And I'm just, quite frankly, I know there are all these rich people sitting there listening, and Thank God Elon Musk has come in and the things he's doing and the rest of it. But it's just simple. I need your support now. I need you to go there. I need people to donate Bitcoin now, not yesterday, not next week, not a year from now, now. Because I'll tell you, I don't quit. And I will not give up, and I cannot sell out, and it's impossible. Put a gun to my head, I would just shut up. But if I do not have the funds, it will be a victory if I can't have the crew and the infrastructure to really kick ass properly. And then if I don't have money to hold off the enemy, and we're starting to get major traction in our legal operations, then these criminals, these scumbags, these trash of the earth that literally want to enslave you and your family and are doing it, I mean, I'm willing to take them on. They're throwing everybody in prison. They want me so bad. They've had 5 grand juries I know of open, and they couldn't find anything because I'm a straight person in business and life. And I'm not scared of that at all. I'm just scared of them winning against you. It just blows me away. So you need the ultimate CMOS. It is the superfood. You need the other great supplements that are there. They're amazing. The Hydroforce, all of it. And you need the t-shirts. So that's funding the revolution. See it as a donation. Go do it. Because I will not sit here. And I will not give up. And I hate begging people to save themselves. But I hate losing and giving into tyranny worse. So, you know, if I knew that if I took loppers, and I'm not into self-harm, I love my body. If I knew that I could secure us on air and stop the censors and stay on the air another 5 years to beat these people, I would take a meat cleaver on air right now, no hesitation, and chop my hand off and spray blood all over the TV screens, just absolutely with enjoyment. You know, I'd cut my dick off to beat these people. Seriously. I'm serious. I literally know they're pure evil. I've dealt with them. They are full of demonic spirits. They are scum. And I'm not going to do that. It's an analogy, okay? But if you want to beat these people, then if you're not going to support me, you need to start a show. If you're not going to support me, you need to run for office. If you're not going to support me, you need to support Mike Yoder and his lawsuits that are having devastating victories. That's the worst part, is that everything we do now, we're having victory, and then people sit back like this is some kind of entertainment show, and it's like, wow, isn't everything, wow, this is so exciting. A total takeover of the country by satanic depopulationists that literally are poisoning the living hell out of us and killing us. They just killed 30 million people with a damn bioweapon. And then you feel safe not fighting that? I'm going to go back to this. We reach 20 million people on a small show a day. On the big shows, 50, 60 million. I don't know how on what planet we get a couple, on big days, 1,000 orders. And I told our sponsor, because I did the math 2 weeks ago. I said, what are you doing with 3 bottles of the supplements for 55% off, 1 bottle for 50, 1 bottle for 40, when there's not even that much markup? At 40% off, we're making like $15. At 55%, we're making, you know, like $8 on that deal. And then you just did 20% off on top of it. Yeah, we did the math. We didn't think of it. That's losing money. Well, at least they'll get it and love it and hopefully buy it again. And I'm like, and I'm not even mad at them. It's just like, I cannot do all the thinking around here. So I came up with the idea. I said, well, these t-shirts cost $15 a piece. They're quality. You sell them for $25, $30. Can we get a couple that are 50 for people that actually want to buy something and get us some money? And that's the InfoWars classic shirt with the red on the navy blue. And then one of the others, I forget which one they've got, is the one that we actually make, you know, $25 on. And then you got to pay the sponsor that's doing it. And under the deal I got, part of it goes to InfoWars. Then they get shut down. They just slurp out. So that little bit of money I get right there, I just throw maximum in on the frickin' enemy to hold them off with our legal stuff and just build the infrastructure and just do it. And I'll be up at midnight tonight running around infrastructure, jacking with stuff, and I'm not bitching. It's just that I am in a frickin' war. You're in a war. Admit you're in a war. Admit it's going on. This is ridiculous. Tinashe Sousa's coming up. All right, I'm not going to do this tonight, 8 to 10, when I do a special emergency broadcast with all the latest news. But this is emblematic. Because we have the hardcore audience, the globalist hate, the most awake people out there. They say, that's the worst audience, they're the worst people. You're the best there is. And then imagine other people know this stuff's going on, they don't do a damn thing. Can you imagine watching all this go on and people just sit there like they're just rowing down a river, row, row, row your boat, gently as they come? Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. What the hell?
A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at the alexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger, of one of the top, highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90 plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more and is stronger and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Dinesh D'Souza is our guest. Of course, one of the top documentary filmmakers of all time. Literally at box office numbers, what, like the number two documentary of all time. DineshD'Souza.com, at Dinesh D'Souza, Dinesh D. D'Souza on X. And he's got a new documentary, Vindicating Trump, that's on X right now on his channel. You should get to everybody you know. But I wanted to get him on just about the epic historic moment. It's totally clear. The choice between good versus evil has never been more crystal. The incredible dream team Trump's got. All of the outrageous open illegals voting and rigging and scams, but so much of it's being exposed this time. And then almost everybody I interviewed now has spent time in prison as political prisoners because they fought the deep state like Dinesh D'Souza for doing absolutely nothing wrong on record. Oh, a campaign contribution. Meanwhile, Act Blue's running around money laundering in front of everybody. It's just totally insane. Almost everybody I know, including my co-host, Owen Schroyer, spent time in prison for nothing, for being at January 6th, not going in the building. I mean, it's just, and then they have the nerve to say that we're all going to throw them in prison. I mean, this is just wild. So Dinesh D'Souza, great to have you here, my friend. I'm going to try to give you the floor because I'm really fired up today. I imagine you've got, electricity going through you with this most important election ever, hands down. There's so much to cover with your great mind. What do you think is happening right now? What's the big 35,000 foot view that you've got, and then drill into it?
Well, I think that in our politics for a while now, both Trump and Kamala Harris have been wearing a kind of mask. And what I mean is that the Democrats and the media were able to put a kind of Halloween mask on Trump. He's a scary guy. He's an ogre. He's going to do this and he's going to do that. And because of their power to reach people in the culture that our side can't reach, they got enough people to buy into that. And so Trump has been saddled with this kind of scary Halloween mask. And Kamala Harris, by contrast, has the media's sort of makeover mask. And that she's a new Cinderella. She's a new person. She's going to turn the page. She may seem silly in the past, but she's become extremely bright. And she really knows how to run things. So, again, you have these two very contrasting pictures that have been put out there. And I think the masks are falling off on both sides. And by that, I mean Trump with his marketing genius. You know, he goes to McDonald's. He serves the drive-through. He has an ability. He drives the garbage truck. And what he's done is he's shown people, hey, I'm not only a normal guy. I'm a self-deprecating guy. I am not the caricature that they've made me out to be. And I think people are seeing that. And similarly, the Kamala mask is falling off and the wheels are falling off. And people realize this woman is giddy. She's unserious. She has no gravitas. She will say literally anything. She's for the Israelis in Pennsylvania and she's for the Palestinians in Michigan. So there's an unscrupulous vacuity to her. And so this is really not a difficult choice. It's a very easy choice. The difficulty is seeing through the fog of the media. I think, Alex, if we had a fair media in this country, Trump would win with sort of Reagan and Nixon type of landslides. But the media is all in for Kamala Harris, and that's the only reason this is a, quote, close election.
And even the New York Magazine and others admit this is a referendum on the establishment who's basically already destroyed. There's a political realignment, not just here, but worldwide. And if they can't now seize control, as Dana White said 2 weeks ago, they've already had a coup installing Kamala. They now want to legitimize that, and then they're going to go for broke. They've said they're coming after everybody. They're going to cut off the energy, carbon taxes to try to bring us to our knees. Cloward and Piven finally being completed. I know so many big business owners. I know billionaires, people in industry, tech, across the board. They're all planning on a crash if Kamala gets in. I mean, I don't think people understand the hell we're on the edge of, Dinesh D'Souza.
Well, you may be right. I do think that, you know, it's been an old slogan on the left that people do not, a regime does not relinquish power easily and certainly and generally not voluntarily. So the idea that these people, particularly if the world is at stake, right? I mean, they haven't just been making a police state in the United States. They've been making a global police state. I've called it in the past a police planet. And Trump stands in the way of all that. So if Trump gets through, they will go berserk. We can count on that. Now, here's the point. As conservatives and Republicans, our normal tendency is to be sort of terrified by this and to say, oh, wow, you know, these guys are really going to go crazy and they're going to, we're going to see all this lawlessness and we're going to see all these attempts to cancel out the result of the election. I think we need a little bit of Lincoln firmness here. And what I mean by that is Lincoln's view was that once you win the election, you have now been handed a mandate to stop this kind of subversion, and you have to do it using all means at your disposal. In other words, kind of what Lincoln was saying is what the Democrats have said, never let a crisis go to waste. If they go into an orgy of riots and lawlessness, we should take advantage of that to finally hold them accountable for their actions. They've escaped accountability for years, and this is what's given them the chutzpah to think they can always get away with it. So I think that this may be the time that we finally, that Trump basically goes, listen, you know, you've been saying I'm going to lock you up, and I'm going to lock you up, but I'm going to do it with good reason.
I agree. I mean, we look, it's a responsibility. It's justice. We can't leave this cancer. All the crimes they've committed, they're never going to give up until they are put in prison. So they're the ones that started it. We're the ones that finish it, but we do it with due process. And we've got real stuff. Unlike everything they cooked up is all fake. It's just, it's, I mean, the FBI with honeypots, and we knew this years ago, but now it's been totally released, could never get one Trump administration person, even low level, to be a Russian agent. They could never find anybody to be a traitor, Dinesh.
You know, I also think, Alex, if I can add to this point, this, that one of the ways you teach the left a lesson on free speech, on packing the court, is you sort of start doing to them what they're doing to us. So, you know, they have a proposal to add four justices to the court, and it's their way of trying to essentially cancel out our 6-3 majority and create a majority on their side. So what if we win the election and we start introducing some proposals to add four justices to the court? We take their idea. Except, obviously, we have in mind four conservative justices, just as they obviously have in mind four liberal justices. So suddenly you'll realize that the moment we do that, they will be singing the virtues of having nine justices. Oh, you're overturning centuries of precedent. Oh, you're changing the rules on us. And our point is actually, no, you introduced a really brilliant proposal. There's nothing in the Constitution that says that we need nine justices. So we're getting a great idea from you, except now we're going to actually implement it.
What you're saying is so key. Anything they attack, oh, don't prosecute us, you're Hitler. Oh, no, don't do this, is because that's their weak spot. And so whatever they're telling you not to do, that's what you do. But so many conservatives are like, oh, I don't want to get attacked for saying there's election fraud, even though there is. You've got a responsibility to admit it, to clean it up. We should not let them dictate to us. And thanks to Elon Musk and others, and now Joe Rogan's fully joined us, the dam has broken and people aren't intimidated anymore. And you see it. I mean, this is the end of the kleptocratic, psychotic left, not just here, but worldwide. If America rises back up against this peacefully with intellectual and political and spiritual and economic will, we can literally completely defeat these people.
We have to build our own rival ecosystem. We'll really know that we have got the media where we want it. See, right now, even though the media is left-wing, we're on to them, but we still let them set the agenda. They make outrageous claims, and we go up against the wall, and then we defend, and we react, and we say, oh, no, it's not like that. We're not this. We're not that. We really will be where we want when they say something, we ignore it, which is kind of what they do. See, I mean, I have this film, Vindicating Trump. It's 850 theaters. Not a word about it in the New York Times, not a word in the Post, no mention on CNN. So they believe they have the power to act as if a movie like this does not exist. We don't currently have that kind of power, but we're building it. So when we have that kind of power, they do a big expose in the New York Times. We don't return their calls. We're not quoted in their articles because we don't care what they say. We don't even read what they say. We don't have to react to it because it is literally nothing to us.
Let's talk about your film. I haven't seen it yet. I've seen all your other films. I want to play a trailer of it in a moment. Tell us about this new documentary, Vindicating Trump.
It makes the case for Trump, not just the policies, but also the man. The remarkable thing about Trump is that this is a guy who inspires the most intensely opposite reactions of any public figure I have seen. On the one hand, you have people who will genuinely take a bullet for this guy. And on the other hand, you have people who will cheer, even if silently, if someone tries to put a bullet in him. You have to go back all the way to Lincoln, I believe, to find a figure that produced this kind of radically opposite reactions. And even in Lincoln's case, the division was not over Lincoln the man. It was over the issues, slavery, the extension of slavery, other issues. With Trump, it's over Trump. It's over the man. And so I bring Trump to center stage in the film. There's a book, by the way, of the same title, Vindicating Trump. And I argue that Trump is somehow peculiarly well-equipped and well-suited for the crisis in which the country finds itself today. This guy may not be the perfect guy for any time, but he is the best guy, in fact, maybe the only guy, for this time.
You really see the hand of God in it. I mean, the guy is just the energy at 78, everything, the way, I mean, I'm 50 and I've been through a lot, so I've learned to take crap, and so have you, but my God, it really is superhuman.
Which is just another way of saying that this guy has the superhuman level of courage, more than anybody that we can think of. His reaction to the two assassination attempts was in a class of its own. But even the way he's powered through these 91 criminal charges, I mean, I think we both know that any other Republican facing 5 criminal charges would have exited the race, quit the field, like never be heard from again. So Trump's ability to not only endure, but he does his rope-a-dope, he kind of wiggles around the gag orders, he forges ahead with a determination that is almost surreal. And the key point also, Alex, is he doesn't have to do it. I mean, if you and I were billionaires, we're at Mar-a-Lago, we have our grandchildren, we have this kind of wonderful life ahead of us, and all our troubles would go away, nobody would be trying to lock us up for life, nobody would be trying to put bullets in our head, we would be like, you know what, that sounds like a pretty good deal. 99% of people would take that deal, and yet Trump pushes ahead, and I think the only motive must be that he believes that the country is in a bad way, and that he is perhaps the only guy who can fix it.
There was a clip that I played 3 times since yesterday. I don't usually watch his rallies because I'm so busy. I see the clips later, but I was here at 11 a.m. That'd be noon in Pennsylvania. He was giving a speech and he said, you know, a lot of my staff and people, you know, they're too scared to tell you, but they are trying to steal it. And he said, we're up against total criminals. And earlier he said, we're going to win, but they're trying to steal it. But the point is, that's the real Trump, because he can be friendly and happy. And that's the real Trump, too. But behind the scenes, as you know, really hardcore, really committed. And he says, for 9 years, I've been in this fight and we're so close and it's all coming down to now. And you see the steel and the commitment of the mission and how he, and through us supporting him, have drawn the bad guys out to really reveal them, where even if they kill Trump or steal this election, it's a Pyrrhic victory. I don't see how they ever put the genie back in the bottle. Global realignment against the globalist, populist taking over or winning elections everywhere. Elon Musk saying, I'm going to fight the New World Order where the UN's the enemy. They don't run our lives. We didn't elect them. And you could say, well, we already know that. Dinesh D'Souza knew that in the Reagan administration. I knew that 30 years ago. Well, it doesn't matter. Now it's everywhere. So we have to look at the victory culturally of identifying these global kleptocrats, and how, whatever happens, however the chips fall, we have to understand it's in God's plan. But I cannot imagine in my spirit that they're going to be able to steal this despite everything they're doing. Here's the clip, and then we'll get back to your film. I want to play the trailer for it. Everybody needs to go see it in theaters. They need to check it out. DineshDeSouza.com. It's so, so important everybody see the film. But here's the clip of Trump.
This country is finished, and I say it loud and clear. Everything we've been fighting for so hard to achieve for the past 9 years all comes down to the next 2 days. Think of it. We've worked in this for 9 years, and we got a phony press. We got a lot of crooked people out there. We're fighting like a son of a gun. We're fighting. They are fighting so hard to steal this damn thing. Look at what's going on. Look at what's going on in your state. Every day, they're talking about extending hours and stuff. Who ever heard of this stuff? We should have one day voting and paper ballots. Then I just heard that a couple of states may go an extra 12 days. How the hell do you have an election? You know, they spend all of this money on these damn machines and paper ballots. You'd have the answer by 9 o'clock tonight. It's a damn shame. And I'm the only one that talks about it because everyone's afraid to damn talk about it. And then they accuse you of being a conspiracy theorist. These are conspiracy, and they want to lock you up. They want to put you in jail. The ones that should be locked up are the ones that cheat on these horrible elections that we go through in our country. And I don't know what's going to happen, but for future elections, I won't be even a part of it. But you ought to damn well go to paper ballots. You ought to go to voter ID. And you ought to have the election over by 9 o'clock. I'm hearing now they're going to take weeks. Can you imagine? They spend all this money on machines. And they're going to say, we may take an extra 12 days to determine. And what do you think happens during that 12 days? What do you think happens? These elections have to be decided by 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock on Tuesday night. Bunch of crooked people. These are crooked people.
All right. So that's what Trump's really like. And that's the warrior right there. I think people should really pay attention because we're living in a historical moment. And as you know, as a historian, most people later say we didn't realize we were in the middle of such a historic time. I just, you can cut the suspense with a knife, Dinesh D'Souza.
You know, you can see that he's gone through the kind of moment of epiphany. And that moment of epiphany was actually not when he came down the escalator in 2015 and first announced that he's running for president. I think he thought that the country was in a mess, that it was a swamp, but he greatly underestimated how deep and vicious the swamp was. But he knows now. I mean, I saw it in a small way myself when I was sitting across from these lawyers from the SDNY, the Southern District of New York. And I realized that, you know, those guys would, if they could, have put me in prison for 20 years for a trivial campaign finance violation, they would have done it. And I realized, you know what? We have, this is the gangsterization of the U.S. government. Our politics is not a debating society. It's a whole different thing. I've got to revise my view of America. And I did. And Trump has done it as well. You know, it's like in the movie The Patriot. At some point, you realize that the British aren't just sort of trying to rule you and tax you. They're going to come and burn down your house, you know, and destroy your family. And you have nothing to lose at this point. I think Trump is there already. It's actually a great thing to see because that's the kind of leader we need. And it's also interesting to see the way in which other people coming in the Trump wake or in the Trump train, people like Tulsi Gabbard and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Elon Musk. I mean, look at the distance that these people have traveled just in the last 12 months or so to bring them to where they are. So I think this is an historic moment, but it's an historic moment that we might all look back, I'm hoping, with just electrifying excitement.
You are the most elegant guest and eloquent guest. The way you put things is perfect here because that's what I'm seeing and feeling and intellectually understanding and spiritually experiencing. This is just epically obvious and you just hit it. And that's what I was getting to earlier, but you just nailed it. The inspiration he's given us with his will and his determination is giving a lot of people that hadn't woken up as early as you or I to it, and instead of having to experience it, it's kind of transmuting into people, and the courage is contagious, and that's why I said 10 minutes ago, I don't see how they ever get their globalist program back. I mean, I don't know if you know, Elon Musk came out and declared war on the New World Order in the UN today. You call it the radicalization, because we're up against a radical enemy. We're facing corrupt, godless, transhumanist world government. We know that because we study their own documents. Now, Dinesh, it's front and center, and it's never going back again. Comments on that?
Yeah, we knew going back even in the Reagan years that there was a, not just a bias, but a corruption in the media, a corruption in academia, and a sicko corruption in Hollywood. We knew this. What we didn't know is that there was an equivalent corruption in the FBI, in the CIA, in the military, in the medical establishment, the people in the white coats, in the polling industry, pollsters disguising their preferences as, oh, this is what the people want. So I think we've realized now that the rot is much deeper and wider than we had previously suspected. And Trump is the guy who has brought it all out. It's almost as if this guy is a kind of, you know, like one of those magnets that is drawing all the base metals out of the ground. And it's all flying out of the ground right now, and we can see it. And now, there are some people who don't see it. I mean, we've got to remember there's some people in this culture who are not getting information. They're not getting any alternative news. They're only getting the mainstream news. And the propaganda is also reaching dizzying heights. So the question is, will the propaganda work? Or will the ordinary guy be shrewd enough to say, you know what? These people are selling me a line. I can see through the smoke and mirrors. That's what I'm counting on for tomorrow.
Absolutely. Real quick, here's the trailer for Vindicating Trump. It's there for the whole world right there on X at Dinesh D'Souza, Dinesh D. D'Souza. Everybody get it. Share it now. Here's the trailer.
Somebody has to help this country, and if they don't, the country and the world are in big trouble.
Someone's got to overturn the tables in the temple.
Trump jumping into the presidential race.
She's a bit worried.
Of the Apprentice guy?
You know the feeling of power. Could you handle it or would it devour?
They fear that power. If you didn't do an insurrection, had you called for one, there would have been one. Mm-hmm. And there would be one if you called for one now.
I'm not sure I want that power. I want the power just to make the country better.
America first!
And that scares them.
A lot about Donald Trump scares them.
Let's look at everything. Campaign, his family. Let's get foreign eyes on him.
We have one target. You know who he is.
Going after their companies, their families. That is a dictator.
It's a very dangerous time for our country.
The goal is to put him in jail because they're so afraid of his voice.
I am your voice.
We'll bury him so deep in legal, it'll bankrupt him.
Broke Donald in jail right before the election.
Sorry for being that guy, but isn't that election interference?
It's not interference if we do it.
We just want a free and fair election.
Sounds expensive.
Ballots ain't cheap.
Wait. Did you actually say the word buy the ballots?
We were able to purchase 10,000 ballots.
That's terrifying.
They cheat in many different ways. That's all they're good at.
Ready to save democracy?
We need to stop him permanently.
And that person will be risking his life.
Too bad it's not the 60s, right?
It's the way you survived.
Mess up. Get me up.
Trump has beaten back every attack against him.
He's like the damn Terminator.
We're going to fix our borders, and we're going to fix our elections. We're going to win.
This is my legacy.
Vindicating Trump.
The best is yet to come.
Only in theaters September 27th.
I don't say this lightly. I haven't seen the movie yet. And the fact that it's been out and I haven't seen it, I'm ashamed of. That looks like your best film. Like, it's a documentary, but it's also got top actors. I mean, wow, step aside Steven Spielberg, and it's all true. Incredible, Vindicating Trump. Dinesh D'Souza, I hope to be talking to you in a few days. Give us an update. I hope we're celebrating a huge landslide they couldn't steal. But regardless, we'll fight on, my friend. God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Wow. Best part about my job is I get to know all the heroes like Dinesh D'Souza and Tucker Carlson and Donald Trump. And heroics is contagious. Fourth hour, I'm hosting it. A ton of news, a bunch I haven't gotten to. The economy, Warren Buffett completely leaving the stock market. It's all coming up. Hour number four. Then Owen Schroyer, 3 to 6 p.m. Then I'm back, 8 p.m. tonight. At Real Alex Jones on X with a two-hour breakdown on all the latest. And then big Election Day coverage tomorrow. Stay with us.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate CMOS exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
I don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants. Oh, I do hate them. I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending. I don't know how all this is going to end.
But if you want to fight, you better believe you got one.
I've been holding back my real capabilities. I'm most ashamed of it. It's a little scary. I have decided and am just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release my full potential against the New World Order. Good luck, globalist. Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before, I want you to throw everything you've got at him. Whatever you think it is you need to do.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
In Arapahoe County alone, 21 burglaries so far this year aimed at Asian families. In this one, three suspects got away with more than $100,000 in cash and luxury items.
Whoever these suspects are, they are taking a lot of time and energy to A, cover their tracks, B, figure out who their target is.
To keep track of when the homes are occupied or empty, burglars put trackers on victims' cars and disconnect security cameras.
We hand every alleged asylum seeker, illegal migrant pouring into the border in Texas or wherever else. We hand them when they get there $2,200. And we put them on that $2,200 diet from there on out per month. Yet somebody who works all his life, retires and draws Social Security gets $1,400.
In 2023, the cost associated with illegal immigration reached an estimated $150 billion, a figure that reflects the strain on public resources. This expenditure covers various services provided to undocumented immigrants, including emergency medical care, education, and law enforcement. As a result, several local and state governments are finding themselves in a budgetary squeeze, compelled to make tough decisions. They've had to cut back on essential services such as police, fire departments, and other community services to balance their budgets.
They're suffocating us.
How so?
Especially with the services. We need services. Mothers, fathers. Yeah. There's a lot of homelessness going on.
Yeah.
Who knows how many of these people were evaluated. We got a lot of mental health going on out here. You know, everybody here is like a couple of paychecks away from being homeless, and all the homeless shelters are crowded.
We wanted to show you just how much asylum seekers are getting in some of our biggest blue cities, starting right here in New York. If you're a migrant, you're guaranteed housing, some of them being placed in hotel rooms that average $300 a night. Then a number of those migrants qualify to be part of the $53 million debit card pilot program. That means they are handed $1,000 on a debit card each and every month. Add SNAP benefits on top of that, and we're talking an additional $1,400. In Los Angeles, migrants are given full coverage health insurance and soon could also get $1,000 a month through the city's new guaranteed income pilot program, which is immigration status blind. That means you could get it even if you're not here legally. And in Chicago, they so far have spent $300 million since 2023 on migrants. That's on things like food and even laundry. As part of that spending, it's going towards rental assistance. If you're a migrant there, you could get up to $15,000 annually to help pay for housing.
The past year, his village of 3,400 people has doubled.
No vacancy sign is up.
an influx of 3,000 African migrants, many of them asylum seekers, packing into a community barely more than a mile wide.
Many of the Mauritanians are unable to work and thus not paying taxes.
They're not working. The majority of them are not working, yes.
Under a federal migration policy, the Mauritanian people are here legally, but work visa applications can take up to 18 months to process.
We're looking right now at probably close to a $200,000 shortfall in our earnings income tax revenue.
And village leaders say the drastic rise in population is straining more than village finances.
If you looked at a response map of our area, there are two bright red hot zones on the heat map, and that heat map would show you the two apartment complexes that the majority of the Mauritanians are living at.
Y'all don't care about the U.S. Constitution at all. Y'all don't care about it at all. The city of Chicago is the most corrupt city on the planet, and it's run by a democratic machine. And you guys have been doing this for decades. You guys have been taking our generational wealth, the blacks helping as well. And it's going to stop because Trump is getting in office. And the first thing that's gonna happen is the Department of Justice is gonna come here. You don't know how to govern, you don't.
So imagine if you've been working here for 40 years and your Social Security check is smaller than the benefits going to a 28-year-old, able-bodied person who just got here. That's real.
John Bound reporting for Infowars.com.
At Infowars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, you have found the place for 2024 mega election coverage. Remember, this is a participation sport, so of our millions and millions and millions of listeners, simply take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X and at AJN Live, the Alex Jones Network, so at AJN Live, and share that with everybody on your email, on your text message, on X, word of mouth. Hey, get the real coverage here. We have all, as you've been seeing, of the top guests, the best analyst. Tonight, I'm going live because we're going to go off at 6 for 2 hours to 8 p.m. I come back 8 to 10 p.m. Central at Real Alex Jones. It'll be on Infowars.com. It'll be at AJN Live. And I'm just going to go through the latest data, the latest information right on the eve of the election. We'll be back at 8 a.m. tomorrow with Harrison Smith of the American Journal, myself at 11 a.m., Owen 3 to 6 p.m., and then we just continue on throughout the evening here. We're going to be simulcasting with Stephen Crowder. He's got all the election maps and paid over millions of bucks to actually have the data the networks have live time so they can't call it like they did in Arizona 4 years ago for Trump. I mean, if they do it, we'll be watching. It's all going to be there. Roger Stone, the list goes on and on and on. This is the place to watch. We'll be watching for the false flags. We'll be watching for the staged events. They've telegraphed what they're going to do. It is beyond critical. But here's the big news. I can't just play this once when it broke an hour and a half ago and then not talk about it. Elon Musk has come out against the New World Order, against the globalists. He says, I'm against the globalist power. They're unelected. We can't have them running our lives. Now, we all know that, this audience. But remember, we're the weirdos. We were the small percentage that was aware, trying to say all this other stuff's a political distraction. We're coming into the forefront, and it's exploding, and all over the world, populace are being elected. So as negative as a lot of this stuff is, it's the dying gasp. It's the death rattle of this system. We're not like the left or BlackRock of the New World Order promising some utopia of eating bugs and everything will be great and everything's free. That's all a lie. We're just simply saying getting back to basics and getting back to what made our republic great. And so this is an epic time. So I want to play you a clip today that Elon Musk tweeted. I think it's from yesterday when he did the speech, where he's talking about the main enemy and then a clip back-to-back of Yuval Noah Harari, the high priest of the WEF, admitting it's over for their globalist New World Order if Trump wins. This is an incredible time to be alive. But regardless, we've got them out in the open. The mask is off. The big reveal is here. The white-hot lights are on them. And that makes them so dangerous, trying to trigger World War III, economic collapse, everything else. But it's better than just sliding slowly into depopulation and, you know, the transhumanism, and we never know what hit us. No, we're going to go into this fighting and aware of what's going on. So I want to just thank all the listeners and viewers for your decades, many of you, of support. Without you, none of this would be happening. We built the runway for Trump, the runway for Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan and Elon Musk and everybody. And so all the most popular talk show hosts and then the former top liberals, you know, like Naomi Wolf and Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr. and Trump said he'll ban fluoride in the water and he's going to ban the poison vaccines, release the secret government databases. That all broke in the last 48 hours and more today. Praise God, it's happening. That said, I am beyond stressed. And I'm just so thankful to the crew who's been through so much. They're about to all work 16, 18 hours a day. And I'm just so thankful to the listeners and viewers who are not spectators, your men and women in the arena. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. But it is the tale of two cities, the best of times, worst of times. So Dr. Kirk Elliott is a great economist, really smart, also has a degree in the Bible, theologian. And he has the biggest, most successful silver slash gold brokers in the United States because he's got the best deals. And he is a sponsor. And we'll pitch that. That's a no-brainer to get gold and silver. And he's got the highest ratings. He's the place to go. But the reason he's here for the election is to get into God will make a way. We'll look at the U.S. economy, what's really happening there, the huge developments that are normally would be the top news, but the election is overshadowing it. What's happening with all of this, the banking crisis has already begun, the global economy, geopolitics, and so much more. So Dr. Kirk Elliott, first your snapshot of where we are, what your spirit's telling you, what the Holy Spirit's telling you, what your gut's telling you, and then the message here, God will make a way. We've got to give it to God, do our best, speak out, be honorable. And I'm telling myself this. I'm not preaching. I need to just continue to give it to God and just have that peace of the quiet place, the Most High that King David talked about, because this is just wild. Dr. Elliott.
It is wild, Alex. And you know, every single day people call my office and they're crying and they're afraid and they're paralyzed with fear and it grips them, right? And it's like, and what is this fear? They're afraid their freedoms are going to go away. They're afraid their personal freedoms, economic freedoms, health freedoms, everything is going to go away. They're afraid they're going to run out of money. And that's why they call our office, right? They're afraid of nuclear war. They're afraid their kids and grandkids aren't going to have a country to live in, right? It's just, this is exactly what the enemy wants, right? Exactly what he wants us to operate in the state of fear. And like you and I have talked about before, it's like when people are gripped and paralyzed with fear, they give up their freedoms. But there's this alternative side to that fear story, and that's faith. And God always makes a way. And there's stories throughout history where he shows us that he's going to make a way because he is our way maker. He's our miracle worker, promise keeper. He's a light in the darkness, right? He brings peace where there is no peace. He brings healing where there's disease. He brings happiness where there's sadness. And he brings light where there's dark. And we are living in this dark world. And so I want to tell everybody who's watching, including everybody who calls our office every single day, and it's a passage from Isaiah 43. It said, this is what the Lord says. He who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out the chariots and the horses, the army and reinforcements together, and they lay there never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick, Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. So what did God do? He parted the Red Sea. He delivered the people out of Egypt. He sent manna from heaven, right? And when his people were hungry, he made the sun stand still. There's a story in Joshua where Joshua asked God, he said, hey, stop the sun in the sky because we need it there so we can win this battle. And you know what? God did it. And Jesus turned the water into wine. He walked on water. He healed the blind man. He raised Lazarus from the dead. Need I go on? Right? He always makes a way. And what you just said, what you opened this segment with about Elon Musk and the globalists and how Harari said, you know, this is over. It's like, isn't
that I forgot to play the clip. We'll play it in a minute. I'm just scatterbrained.
Yeah. Isn't that God making a way? Right?
It is.
All of this battle.
As bad as it is, the good stuff's even more powerful.
Yeah. And he provides a solution to all of our problems, always. But it's our own human nature. We get in the way of ourselves sometimes. When there's evidence all around us that God has still got this, we don't want to focus on this battle that we're going to die and that we're going to be buried. We want to focus on the victory. And I would say that what you just said is so huge, Alex. It's massive. That now even the side that we're battling against for our freedom saying, if Trump wins, it's over. We're exposed. We're done for, right? So here's where at the last second, you know, of God always comes to the rescue. And during this time, it's like, boy, if we would have just had faith the whole time, right? We wouldn't have gone through that stress, affect our health, affect our sleep, affected our relationships. And, you know, as I talk to people every single day that it's they're crying out, I need help. I need help with my finances. I'm just afraid. And we're able to pray with them. We're able to help them. We're able to bring this hope. And this is what America needs right now. And tomorrow is going to be pivotal, right? And no matter what happens tomorrow, know that God's in control and he will always come to our rescue, whether we see it in the midst of the storm or not. He calms the raging seas. He can calm the storm. He's a miracle worker, and we must never, ever, ever forget that.
But God helps those who help themselves. I mean, it is such a no-brainer. And this is separate from you being a sponsor and the highest rated and all that. There's more silver demand than there is available silver. It's all exploding, as you predicted. Yep. Gold's exploding. As you predicted a year ago, the bank failures are here. Warren Buffett, as you predicted, is basically completely exiting out of the stock market. I talk to all these big wigs and they say, look, the economy is going to be rough if Trump gets in, but they're preparing to basically have a full on collapse depression. And I know people in computer industry, oil industry, media, everywhere. I mean, if Trump doesn't get in, just curtains. And then I would expect super inflation. And then that would mean gold and silver only goes up. I'd rather him get in. There'll still be problems. I think silver and gold will still go up. You're the economist. Am I right from just looking at the tea leaves that Trump getting in, it doesn't go up as much, but we'd be happy to have that. It'll still go up some. But if they get in, it is just like Katie bar the door.
If Trump doesn't get in, we probably have to double the size of our staff. Literally. It will be.
But you don't want that.
No, we don't want that. I mean, who would.
So I'm right. If Trump gets in, gold and silver just keeps going up, but not.
So yes and no. So. As a flight for quality, Kamala gets in, the American economy is over. Like Trump said, I don't think that we can recover from this if she gets in, right? So at that point, we probably do have hyperinflation. We go through this spiral of debt and no solution. It's just going to get worse and worse and worse. Trump gets in, gold might slow down its growth. But we have to realize what silver is. Silver is more of an industrial metal and manufacturing metal than it is an investor metal. So as good as it's doing now, because of everything that's happening globally, is a flight for quality, and it outpaces gold in a bull market. Trump gets in, grows the global economy. The demand for silver is off the charts. I think silver could actually do better, Alex, under a Trump administration because the economy is growing and the industrial and manufacturing demand for it is even more than what it is right now.
Oh, I get it. So I would think things are stabilized. It doesn't go up as much, but because things boom, it's needed industrially. You do the numbers. It's either way.
It is on the case of silver. Now, in the case of gold, Gold is truly a, it's not an industrial metal. It's not really used for manufacturing. It is a great barometer for government distrust. You know, the worse things get, the better gold performs. And like, you look at the Reagan years from 1983 until about 2002, it was Reagan's 8 years, followed by Bush's, followed by Clinton's. They all used Reagan's economic policies, and gold didn't do anything. Really, it went from like $250 an ounce to $258 an ounce in 20 years. Why? Because the Cold War was over. Newt Gingrich had the contract with America, and Democrats and Republicans were talking. The Berlin Wall came down. Interest rates were coming down. Jobs were increasing. Real estate was booming. Stock market was booming. Everything was good. It was like this renaissance of America after the Carter years. And so as a barometer against – people trusted the government back then. They don't trust the government right now. So this is where with Trump getting in – it's not just America that's a market for gold. It's the whole world. You still have global debt. You still have central banks that are allocating into gold by the ton and thousands of tons, Alex, to back their currencies. And so ultimately, gold is going to continue to grow and probably even grow robustly, but it's not going to have the dramatic outperforming growth that I think silver would under a Trump administration.
All right, I'm interrupting you. Let's get into the U.S. economy. First up, tell us what Warren Buffett's doing, because he's the bellwether, and it's just usually, you know, 10 years ago, if he was doing something, he did, it would be the top of everything. But it's like not just him, but all these big billionaires are exiting the banks and exiting the stock market, sitting on cash, going into food and going into metals. What's happening with Buffett?
So Buffett's been on this selling spree. He right now is sitting on $300 billion worth of cash. $300 billion. That's the largest war chest in the history of America for a company. And what has he sold? He sold, since July, well over $7 billion worth of Bank of America. He's sold, I think, a third of his Apple shares, and he's sitting on all this cash. But it wasn't just Bank of America that he's selling. He sold his commercial banking interest. He sold J.P. Morgan Chase interest. So he's, what is he doing? He is sitting on cash. He's waiting. If he thought the economy was going to do well, he wouldn't be selling it. He'd be holding on to it or buying more. But it's not just him. Ray Dalio, Bridgewater hedge fund. I mean, billionaire. He's selling all of his banking shares. You've got, let me see, Ken Griffin, CEO of the Citadel. $993 million, almost a billion of NVIDIA that he's dumping. You've got Bezos selling $3 billion worth of Amazon. It's like his own company. And Warren Buffett, to boot, you know, to go back to him, they didn't even do any share buybacks. So a lot of times companies will buy back their shares when the price comes down. You know, all this dumping, there's selling pressure on it. They didn't buy anything back. He won't even buy his own shares back. So when you've got these multi-billionaires, they're in the know, right? They're World Economic Forum members. They're talking to global bankers all over the world. What do they see coming, Alex, that we don't? What do they know that Wall Street possibly doesn't? They're seeing a big economic collapse coming, and they're getting out of Dodge, and they're sitting on a stockpile of cash, which I think might be a stupid decision because the banks aren't safe. What are they doing with this cash? They're sitting on this cash, and so as banks continue to fail, they might be hurt as well.
But Buffett got bailed out last time, 2008, so he knows he'll be protected, he thinks. But whereas the general public won't, they'll do the bail-ins, which the FDIC admits is going to, quote, happen. We played the video 50 times, won't play it again, or probably more than 50 times. So what do you, but then also the headline, 700 plus billion of unrealized debt coming due in the banks.
So, and this is all real estate debt. The 700 billion is realty losses that are unrealized on the books. So you've got these banks and they're sitting there with their balance sheets. And if they were, what's an unrealized loss is it's sitting there. If they were to sell that asset, they would lose money. So their commercial real estate, their residential real estate, the real estate that's on the books at banks is down $700 billion. That's seven times greater, Alex, than it was in 2008, 2009, and that crisis that caused a massive recession that took about 8 years for people just to break even with. Right. So this is seven times worse. That is massive. And we're on the verge of a banking crisis, where banks are undercapitalized. And, you know, we've talked about this before, but it's, you know, I know there's a bunch of people watching right now because the election is tomorrow. But when you talk about why banks fail, it's really quite simple. Banks fail because you have more withdrawals coming out than you have deposits going in. Under Biden's ridiculously horrible and Harris's ridiculously horrible economic plan for America, where wages are coming down, inflation is going up, job numbers are ridiculously bad, there is no prospect of hope or growth under their economic plan, people are having to pull money out of the banks.
And but you use the word ridiculous, and I know you've said this, you agree with me, it's on purpose, but the poor left, like I see, like older white women are in higher numbers going to vote for Harris because they think Trump's going to take their Social Security. None of that's going to have any worth. Yeah, sneezing on air now. If Trump doesn't get in, don't they understand that?
I don't think they understand his economic plan because they hear these talking points and Trump's economic plan is brilliantly simple. It's absolutely just brilliant. And it's not really even his plan. It's the plan of the founding fathers of America. You know, and if you go back, it's like, what made America great? Well, what America made great economically was tariffs. You know, you hear this, it's like, well, this is a horrible word. And Kamala and, you know, all of her cronies, and they're saying, oh, tariffs, that's gonna bankrupt most American people because it's gonna cause prices to go up and it's gonna be so expensive. It's like, yes, if people didn't change their spending habits, but like any of us, when something becomes expensive, we don't buy it anymore and we buy something that's less expensive. That would be American goods. If you are putting expensive tariffs on foreign goods, well, then they're going to be more expensive. People will change their spending habits and buy American. When people are buying American, well, then what happens? You've got more people working. You've got more people spending. You've got more sales tax revenue. You've got more property tax revenue because people can afford to buy houses. See, but that plan simply doesn't work under even if Harris were to do it, it wouldn't work. Why? Because there's no jobs. You have to have jobs in America to actually have tariffs have an impact on foreign goods, but they don't have jobs. They have no proposal for making jobs, you know, grow in America. So this whole thing of tariffs, it was called the American system from 1790 to 1962, 175 years is when this.
And we had 10% per year on average growth rates then.
Yeah. And we did. And why did this work? Right? Because the founding fathers knew that America needed a strong manufacturing base with jobs that taught skills and offered income security. And to achieve this, Alexander Hamilton proposed subsidies to U.S. businesses so they could compete successfully against the United Kingdom and European businesses. So provide subsidies for American businesses, tariffs on foreign goods. This is Trump's amazing economic plan. And as simple as it sounds, you eliminate personal income taxes because that will increase people's bottom line, right? People are going to have more money to spend if they don't have to pay income taxes. But the country still needs money to operate and to, you know, pay its bills. Well, that's going to come from tariffs. So these other countries that are trying to hurt us, we can hurt them by putting tariffs on their goods, and ultimately they pay for our lifestyle here in America. I think it's brilliant. And you know, it wasn't just Alexander Hamilton, George Washington. Lincoln adopted the American system on his platform in 1860. William McKinley did it. Dwight Eisenhower. This period was characterized by what? Enormous economic growth and the population expansion in the United States. This is what Trump is proposing.
Well, they always lie because when the Great Depression started, for a little bit, tariffs were brought in right at the start of it. It had nothing to do with it. That's admitted. But they act like, no, instead, this is worse than just the getting off the American system. The globalists made it with middlemen, with China and others, to displace and ship our jobs overseas, to consolidate power and money, and to control us. They admit that. So Trump is literally trying to resuscitate us from this face-sucking system.
Yeah, and if he does this, that sucking sound that we're seeing of American prosperity going down the tube, which is exactly what the left wants. And literally, this is what the globalists want, because they know that in a system that's full of upheaval and poverty, it's not like in Kamala's system that she's proposing everybody's going to be equally rich. No, everybody's going to be equally poor. Right. And when people are equally poor because wages are coming down, unemployment is going through the roof, the only jobs that they might have might be government jobs, which I don't think, and private sector jobs will go down under her plan, because you can't have private sector jobs and people aren't spending money. Right. When you have higher inflation and higher taxes and wages are coming down.
All right, Dr. Elliott, you got a lot more to go through, a lot of breaking news as well. I'll cover when we come back. And I mentioned the Elon Musk clip with Yuval Harari. We'll come out for break, play that, because it's historic. We need to hear this. And we'll go right back to Dr. Kirk Elliott. Then coming up in about 30 minutes, the War Room with Owen Schroyer. It's Election Eve 2024.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexjonesstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out. It fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and t-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWars MD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance. Or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula, meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWars MD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Many of the supplements available at thealexjonesstore.com are the latest cutting-edge, highest-rated game changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried and true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere. And your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus,
available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
I'm against globalist power. The UN should not have a lot of power. It's like, who voted for them? I didn't vote for them. You know, and it's like, we want power to the people. The power should, maximum power to the individual. And so, like, we should not have any sort of international treaties that restrict the freedom of Americans, and we should minimize the amount of federal interference at the state level. So it should be like, unless it's at the state level, which is something you can influence, then it really, agencies at the federal and the national level should have minimal to zero power over you. Yeah.
Are you concerned that Trump might be elected again shortly?
I think it's very likely. And if it happens, it is likely to be the kind of like the death blow to what remains of the global order. And he says it openly. Now again, it should be clear that many of these politicians, they present a false dichotomy, a false binary vision of the world, as if you have to choose between patriotism and globalism, between being loyal to your nation and being loyal to some kind of, I don't know, global government or whatever.
Wow. And the global government wants you to eat bugs and kill you.
Yeah.
So it's not that our countries are perfect, it's just that there's some vestigial freedoms and defense mechanisms to their total takeover. And then Harari says the future's not human. We're going to get rid of all humans by 2047. On national television, at the World Government Summit, that's what they call it, they're declaring total war on us. They're poisoning us and killing us with shots, all this. And then he's just shocked we don't like it.
I mean, I don't know how he... Well, it's because it's their dream. It's their vision. And that's why they are so scared of...
And we're supposed to just get out of the way.
Yeah. And they're so scared of RFK not wanting to do vaccines and stuff like that. I mean,
It's their power over us.
It is power. And they want to...
Think about it. Government and secret corporations get to put secret concoctions in you. I mean, it's rape.
Yeah. It absolutely is. And it's that health-wise. It's that financially. Because it's not just the health that they're looking at. They want to control your bank accounts. They want to control what you spend and who you spend with and when and where and how and why.
And so people should be 100% behind backing everybody fighting the globalists. I mean, it's not just, yeah, oh, you're nice, you fund people like InfoWars, and you get, you know, gold and silver from Kirk because, you know. No, I mean, it's a war. It is an economy. It is, people have to be all in on this. And you're going to find out, I know the listeners get this, but for the general public, you don't believe in the New World Order, it believes in killing you. I mean, it's here.
Yeah, if they don't believe in the New World Order believes in you. This is where
they believe in killing him.
Yeah, we've seen a shift from, you know, government, you know, is there to help the people. And now the government thinks the people are there to help them. Right. It's all this power shift away.
As if they care about them. Well, here's the win-win, because you're covering all the economy. I want you to host the rest of this hour. The No One's coming up. We'll have live coverage tonight, 8 to 10 p.m. I'm going to be loaded for bear, basically commercial free, just running through everything, all the clips, all the new stuff. It'll take me hours to collate all the latest stuff. But we need to do a pitch here because you're a sponsor, which is a win-win. You help keep us on air. Plus, you have the highest ratings in gold and silver. You're the biggest silver broker in the country, 25-year overnight success story. People need to make the move. They should have a year ago into gold and silver. Everything you predicted is coming true. How do they call? What do they do? It's so easy.
Yeah, it is. Just call our office, 720-605-3900, and say Alex sent you. Or they can go to kepm.com/gold and fill out some information. But here's the thing. I don't want people to call because I think, oh, we've got, you know, inexpensive silver prices. We don't charge anything when you liquidate. It's bigger than that. It's bigger than that. And this is where, when we talk to people, the biggest thing that we do, Alex, is IRA business. You know, people rolling over their IRAs, because a lot of people are strapped for cash right now. They don't have a lot of disposable discretionary income, but you know what they do have? retirement accounts, and we can allocate into retirement accounts with physical silver, physical gold, right? But I would do silver right now because it's outperforming. I mean, year to date, silver's up like 46%. It's not like gold's doing
that. Boy, folks should have done what you said on the show a year ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the evidence is it's only going up more.
Yeah, it's going to go up more. Estimates right now are silver's going to hit $50 by the end of the year. It's like, oh my goodness, it's in the low 30s right now. That's a lot of growth moving forward. So imagine you've been working your whole life. You had this 401k and you can roll it into a...
But they're scared to call up the broker and do it. It's like they're just captured.
They're afraid, and people say, well, I don't want to put all my eggs in one basket. It's like... That silly notion. You've got all your eggs in one basket right now. You might have hundreds of thousands in your 401k or your IRA. And I'm not saying that your eggs aren't going to be all in one basket, right? We want to change that basket from something that's toxic to something that's growing. For this time in history, everything that we're talking about, when you've got global disarray, you've got this globalist agenda to take away your freedoms, you've got the inflationary pressures, banks about to fail, you've got wars and rumors of wars, and you've got Iran saying that they're going to go to war against Israel again, and you've got Russia, you know, preparing for nuclear war.
If people don't have a large part of their money that's liquid in silver, they're completely insane.
Completely. I would say they need to. There's a time and a place for everything in history, Alex. And
but
right
see, you
now,
said it earlier. God gives us the outs, the people perish for lack of knowledge. It's right there in front of them, the smartest move. I mean, I wouldn't, people know me. And by the way, I'm going to be clear. Gold and silver is great. But unfortunately, most of the companies out there, and I get it, on the small margins, it's hard to operate. I could go, that's why they could pay me 4 or 5 times more for other companies that do huge markups. But I'd rather bring you the best company and then get a lot less money because that makes you happy. And I don't need that in my life. You know, people not getting treated right. I want a long-term relationship. Even though I could, you know, do a lot of stuff with all the money I can make off a gold or silver sponsor that does 30, 40% markups and says, oh, it's collectible and rips you off. I won't do it. We'll just go off the air before that happens. Kirk sells a lot of silver and gold, but he doesn't make much money, and then a little bit of that goes to the sponsor. I'd rather feel good about what I'm doing, know I can say with 100% truth that I believe this is the best deal out there and the smartest move, and it's so obvious. I had you as a sponsor for a year. It was the right time to get back into it. And what's silver up again since you first came on?
Easily 46, 50%.
Okay, so I told you get into something and said this is the surest thing a year ago, 46% up, okay? Again, I had Henry Kissinger have Rothkopf, the head of the Kissinger Group, try to hire me 15 years ago to work for the New World Order and get hundreds of millions of dollars for them. I had Roger Ailes try to get me to work at Fox News. Only because that came out, I'll talk about it. I've had private meetings with a bunch of these people. They've said, what do you want? Okay? And I've said, for you to go away. So, but then I have to work in a system still trying to fund what we do. So my goal is not to pile up money. My goal is to defeat these people. So what do you need? High quality rated water filter at a low price. You keep the poison out of your water. Fund us. Boom. Get you the best gold and silver broker. Boom. Sell you high quality supplements and vitamins that are great and empower your life and fund us. Spread the word with t-shirts. It's all about symbiotic relationships. But I'm going to tell people, if you don't go to KirkElliottPreciousMetals.com/gold, fill out the form, get him to call you, get him to talk to you. If you don't get into silver and gold, if you don't call him, if you don't go online, if you don't think about rolling over stuff, that is the most insane move ever.
Yeah, and I want to encourage all of you that the IRA rollover process is so easy because my team will bend over backwards. We want to make the transition easy, the burden light, just an e-signed document that takes 15, 20 minutes to fill out. And this is where people, Alex, have the majority of their assets. This is what brings people fear. It's not the $5,000 or $10,000 that they might have in their bank accounts. It's the hundreds of thousands that they have in their retirement plans that they've worked their whole life to accumulate. I'm telling you, if you would have done that a year ago, you'd be up like 50%. You'd have done.
Well, I want to apologize, listeners. I'm sorry I told you to do something up 50%. I'm a bad person. I'm just, you know, Alex Jones is never right. You know, it's just.
I mean, literally, but it's up over 120-130% over the last 2.5-3 years. See, this,
terrible investment.
This is where.
How do you sleep at night telling people to get into something in the last 2.5 years up 120% and up 50%, 40 whatever percent, 48% or whatever in less than a year? That is just, how do you sleep at night?
I mean, it's one of the...
I'm being sarcastic.
I know. But it's one of those things where, given the world that we're living in, it is hard to sleep at night when you've got all this stuff that's going on. And what's going to happen tomorrow? Like, tomorrow is pivotal for the future of this country.
And when I see Russia and the Chinese and all the billionaires quietly, it comes in the news, they're secretly trying to buy it, not to drive the price up. I mean, it's a freaking no-brainer.
It is.
I'm sorry, you said their election tomorrow. I just...
But that's what keeps me up at night is the election. It's not my investments. It's not their clients' investments because they're growing.
So you're saying control what you can control.
Control what you can control. If you can't control it, then don't worry about it. Worry about what you can control. And financially, we can actually make a huge difference in your financial lives. And I would encourage you to give us a call.
Absolutely. And that's what it comes down to. 720-605-3900. Everybody that's been listening knows this. I don't steer you somewhere unless it's a win-win for everybody. And so, oh my God, CMOS is so full of all these vitamins and minerals and a superfood, the very best type of organic iodine where it goes right into your blood. It's bound to organic. So usually when it's bound to something, it's not good. But this, it goes right in. That's why it's a superfood. You know, great t-shirts, great other products. It's very simple. Like, I mean, I've been selling the same water filter for about 12 years because it's the lowest price, one of the best company that's the highest rated. There's a couple that are just as highly rated, but their costs a lot more. And so I go, what's the highest rated? Okay, is it a great company? Okay, it's big. Okay, boom. You know, we only make 35% on it, but we can make 100% on these other ones. But I want to, this is how I operate. It's the same thing with you. And it's simple. So I'm here trying to help people while I help myself fight the New World Order, which helps them. It's a simple no-brainer. Everybody needs to go to kepm.com/gold. They need to call the toll for the number, and they need to take action now. It's so simple.
It is. I mean, and there's more fundamental forces, you know, infecting and impacting our finances. Like, for example, Kamala's on this rampage. I'm going to get these retailers that are like price gouging people, right? And it's like, it's not them. There's this chart that I saw this morning. Consumer Price Index is
we'll pull it up.
Yeah, the consumer price index has been going up, but what has been going up dramatically is the producer price index. That's the cost of manufacturing things. That's because everything that they do, printing money like there's no tomorrow to fund every stimulus under the sun. It's like, this is what she says is price gouging. No, this line here is when Biden-Harris took office, commodity prices have gone through the ceiling because of the inflationary pressures. This is insanity.
And it's in the computer in there. We sent it so we can overhead shot here. Show them that this is key right here.
Yeah, it's key. See, that is not price gouging. The red line is the retail prices that we're seeing. It's the wholesale prices caused by their inflation, and manufacturers can't stay in business if they say we're going to put price controls on it because their prices are going through the ceiling.
But again, the Bible says that people perish for lack of knowledge. Imagine liberals thinking Kamala's controllers want to help them when the WEF on record says they want to destroy the economy, make everybody so poor we live in communes and eat bugs. I mean, they're literally villains out in the open, and the public, many of them, are so economically illiterate, they don't understand that.
They don't understand it at all. And so,
it's like a mouse walking into the mouth of a cat. And then we're up here going, hey, we predict silver's going to go up by the end of next year, 50% happens exactly like we said, in fact, a little bit better. And it's like, I apologize, I was so dead on.
I mean, to being dead on accurate, I mean, we all make mistakes in life, but right, this stuff to me is not hard.
No, no.
When you connect some of these dots, like the manufacturing numbers here, like, so,
yeah,
so I was looking at manufacturing survey, it hit 16 month lows, which means manufacturers are tanking. But you know what's going up? The end of that chart? Prices. Prices are going through the roof on everything that manufacturing prices, that producer price index.
And that's what's killing us. We haven't raised the price of products. Inflation's up and our prices up. And I get it. I mean, I don't even need to read economic stuff to know the economy's screwed because I know our audience is bigger and we're bringing in less money than ever.
It is. So
we're totally screwed.
We are, but get a load of this. So the markets are building in a Trump victory. The market.
Yeah, give us some good news.
The commodities markets, the manufacturers of this country, Here's a direct quote. Contingency plans have been formulated to anticipate trade policies that will impose tariffs on key materials. It's like, okay, what are they saying? They're already putting into effect a contingency plan on tariffs on key materials. That's not a Biden-Harris. That's on the second page of this one. That is not a Biden-Harris proposal. That's a Trump proposal. So the manufacturers are building in a Trump victory here, right? And so then you've got these bogus job numbers, right? So this was an absolute Holy Spirit kiss for the Trump campaign when the job numbers just came out in October. And so what did it say? It was the worst jobs report like ever. 12,000 jobs were created. Okay, but look at this. What jobs were created? Healthcare and social assistance and government. Those are for both. One is government and the other one is heavily government subsidized jobs.
So it's not just it's a negative job.
It's a negative job because look at the bottom of that. Manufacturing, professional and business service, the meat and potatoes of our economy, minus 100,000 jobs. So that's actually the economy. This is pointing towards a massive, massive recession because government jobs are debt-based jobs. You have taxpayer dollars that are funding that.
Well, I just told you, and I know you know people than I do. I talk to a lot of high-powered people, from people that run like a $10 million company to a billion-dollar company to $5 million companies to, I mean, everybody. And I was talking to one fellow that's in IT, and he's out there with a whole bunch of folks in Dallas a few weeks ago. And before this gun company did an expo thing with some shooting, I'm not going to say the name of it, it's very well known, they did like a 12-mile ruck early in the morning, starting like 2 in the morning before the thing started at 8 a.m., and it was all these executives and people that instinctively the last few years have gotten in really good shape, and we're seeing where men are all of a sudden, it's like subconscious, getting in shape, getting ready. I finally clicked and did it myself, starting to get there, because you can instinctively feel it. But then talking to all these executives, he was talking to, his name's Ray, really old friend of mine, great guy, but also a bunch of other people I know, they're all saying, Trump doesn't get in, they're just shutting down. I mean, people have no idea. I don't know. I mean, oh my God.
Well, and the Fed, they will shut down because they can't afford to stay in business. This is the problem. So I was looking this morning, actually, at the fiscal data from the Treasury Department. On October 31st, we added $104 billion of new debt. $104 billion. So in one day. But the fiscal year started on October 1st. The first day of the fiscal year was $275 billion. So you consider this, Alex. It's like in one day, the beginning of the fiscal year, $275, multiply that times four. Just do 4 days. That's over $1 trillion. From 1776 until 1980, when Reagan became president, 204 years, our national debt went from zero to $1 trillion. And we're on pace at the beginning of this year. We were adding about $1 trillion in 4 days.
And how do they deal with this? Weimar Republic inflation.
Yes, inflation, a complete reset, which is what the globalists want. And this is why Harari does not want Trump to be in charge, because he will fix the system, right?
And they want to pose as the saviors when it all collapses and bring in the total control ESG social credit score.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you understand, Alex, how to look at the numbers and what makes sense and what doesn't, like the day after the election, it's on Thursday, the Fed is meeting again. And in my opinion, 100% chance that they lower rates by a quarter of a point, probably 50% chance they lower it by half a point. So, and this is coming right after the election, right? Because they want to try to stimulate things because, I don't know, maybe the election's not over on election day, right? We're going to be a long time before we figure things out. But even with them lowering rates over the last month or two that they did, what happened to mortgage rates? They went up. Mortgage rates went up because it doesn't matter that banks' cost of borrowing from the Fed came down. Banks don't want to lend out money because they look down the road. They say, well, good grief. Under this current economic system, there's a lot of risk. We're not.
And so you predicted that. So
yeah.
Folks, we're sad to give you bad news. We know you already see it. You don't really need us to tell you this, but we're giving you technicals so you can do what you can do to mitigate this. So the ship's sinking. Gold and silver is basically a lifeboat. We're not saying it's a luxury liner, but the people that aren't don't have a farm, don't know how to deal with it, you know, don't know how to take care of themselves, or don't have silver and gold, don't know, don't have these skills or whatever. It's like the ship sinks, you don't have a boat. I mean, it's really simple. It's a no-brainer. A lot of you listened to me, a lot of you didn't. I just say it's a safe haven given to silver and gold, but I think all the smart money, and I don't want to say it's a sure thing, but in my gut with what's going on, the question is, does it go up some because Trump stabilizes things, or did it just go through the roof? And then it's not really going through the roof. It's inflation, folks. At least you beat inflation that way and keep the value. KEPM.com/gold 720-605-3900. Make the call. They're great people. They're the highest rated. Get into silver now. And as you said, once silver explodes so much, then you take the profit from that, then you buy gold.
Exactly. I mean, it's not that I dislike gold. I love it. But when silver's outperforming the way that it is right now, and we allocate into the outperforming asset, down the road, I could get you free gold by just selling silver. Well, let's say, for example, silver triples the rate of growth of gold, Alex, which I think that it will. And you sell your silver and go into gold, you get almost three times as many ounces of gold then as what you could have purchased today. These are some of the fields.
It's just math.
It's just math.
And why do I see other brokers mainly pushing gold? To get a bigger profit?
Because it's easier, right? We're a very, very large silver dealer. We've got great relationships with the depository, a line of credit that our depository has with the refineries, so we can get silver when a lot of people can't, right? But a lot of times on gold, you're gonna hear the song and dance of, well, boy, you need to buy historical coins or these rare coins or these expensive things. It's because it's higher commission. There's hardly a dealer on the planet that sells gold and silver that likes bullion like we do. As you've said, it's low commission, low premium. They would rather work less and make more money. I would rather just impact your lives and create a legacy for you and future generations, because you can't do this ratio trade of going from silver to gold like I talked about with something that's not bullion. You have to have cheap, low cost per ounce, 0% when you liquidate to take advantage of that, because if the premiums are too high, commissions are too high, which a lot of times it is on gold. It's like you can get government mint coins, you get old rare coins and, you know, St. Gaudens and Liberties and all these European fractional gold. All that to me is garbage. It truly is, because it's too expensive. Best way to create wealth, number one, Alex, is be in the right place at the right time. We'll help you with that. Number two is don't overpay for your stuff. It's simple math.
And you're the highest rated. You're the place to go. KEPM.com/gold 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900. Call, get a free consultation, fill out the form online. They'll call you. Take action now. It was the smartest bet. Did exactly what we said it would. That's because I'm only going to pitch you something that I think is the best thing. Could God blow the planet up tomorrow and then your gold's not worth anything, or silver? Yeah, but in this crazy world, it's so ridiculously obvious that's why I'm pushing the daylights out of it. Dr. Elliott, thanks for coming to town. We love you. We appreciate people need to call you up there in Colorado. In closing, I want you to have a few seconds to say a few other words, but remember, listeners, we'll put it on screen, a graphic you can share that's at Real Alex Jones on X. We've got live coverage of the election. We've already been covering it deeply, but it really kicks off with Owen coming up here in a few minutes. He's got all the maps and the boards, and he's really good at all the statistics and numbers. He'll be riding shotgun with us throughout tomorrow evening. We got Roger Stone and a raft of other incredible guests, and that all kicks off at 8 a.m. tomorrow. But tonight, I'll be back from 8 to 10 p.m. with all the latest. I'll break it all down in an emergency broadcast from the studios of the Alex Jones Network. That's at AJN Live on X. Be sure and follow at AJN Live on X. We'll also simulcast it as well at InfoWars. So be sure and look for that tonight. And then, as I said, tomorrow is the big day. And I hope he just wins in such a landslide they can't override it. Roger's usually a big pessimist. He's one of the most accurate guys. He thinks good chance Trump wins so big tomorrow night it's over. Praise God if that's the case, because I am cross-eyed exhausted. I know a lot of you are as well. This has been an insane 9 years, as Trump said, trying to get our republic back. InfoWars will be shut down next Tuesday. They're trying. If bad guys buy it, we're gone. And, you know, we need the support to be able to effectively do what we need to. I mean, I'm not going to get into the details, but it's insane. But hey, if God takes me out of the fight, you know, and folks don't want to fund me to stay on air, I'm just not going to quit. So, and that's it. And so But it's very frustrating looking at the crew, deciding who to keep, who not to keep, what to do. That's where we're at right now in this situation. So go get some supplements of the highest quality. Get some t-shirts. TheAlexJones.com. Get your gold. You'd be up almost 50% in a year, and then we get like a few percent. I mean, it's crazy. All right. God bless you all. Owen Schroyer, The War Room, coming up right now. Be sure and get that out. It's all about you. When you take action, when you're the Paul Revere, we kick ass. That's why we're here. It's why the New World Order is front and center now. It's why Elon Musk is saying destroy the New World Order. We're winning.
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90-plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.